Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey, spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey, spit it out your mouth.
Hold on a second. Let me readjust myself. Wait a minute. Let me readjust my mic. Okay. And all right. Save. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I'm reloading. Sorry about that. It took me a minute to get my hold on. Let me get my background music. I had a lot of stuff going on at the last very second. People want to, you know, I was talking to somebody on the phone. Hold on, let me, welcome to K100 Internet Radio, you dig? Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. Yeah, it's hard, man, running this show by myself sometimes, man. Yo, still looking out for the, you know what I'm saying, still seeing what's popping with the official co-host for the K100 Radio show. You feel me? Only thing is, you got to be really computer literate. You must have access to high speed internet. You must have a microphone. Yeah, it's a couple things you gotta need. Okay, so I can't have people co-hosting with me. It's kind of subpar, right? You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. But I am still searching for an official co-host for the K100 show. You understand what I'm saying? But we'll talk about all that later. Once again, welcome to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. Want to welcome everybody that's tuning in kind of early on the phone lines. What's popping? How you doing? What's up to everybody that's listening to me out there in www.land at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Thanks for tuning in to the show. I never can tell. In my show last night, episode 110, got stuck. That was one of my highest live stream shows. Now, for those of you who don't know, over here at K100, this little blog talk site, you know, they kind of fancy, huh? Yeah, they kind of fancy, huh? Yeah. They got a lot of little statistical data and stuff to show you who's listening. It's not 100% accurate, I don't think, because I think it's kind of sort of close. They do the best they can. But last night, episode 110, when I had the show about the Facebook inbox game, that was one of my highest live stream shows, which means they had one of the highest numbers of people actually going to blogtalkradio.com and listening to me live, you know, via the internet, as opposed to calling in on the phone or listening to the podcast. Of course, the podcast version of it always way, way, way outdoes that because of the time slot that I'm in. Once again, K100 Radio airs live Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. And for some people, that's in the central time, that's 7 to 9. Well, of course, I know that's prime time for people to get home, get off work, get the kids together, get them ready for bed. It's during the week. You understand what I'm saying? I noticed once school started that my numbers went down pretty significantly. My demographic is age 25 to 40, which means 9 out of 10 times you got a kid. You understand? And the kid's probably of school age. You know what I'm saying? So I take all that into consideration, and that's why I realized that my podcast and my replays always have way more numbers of people downloading and listening to the show after the fact, or they may listen to it while they're at work or listen to it later on that night. But last night, I had a lot of people on my phone line, and I noticed it, but I had a lot of people that actually was listening to me on the internet live. And so big shout out to all those people. You know what I'm saying? Even though I would much rather, honestly and truly, I mean, you know, I would, of course, much rather you call in and interact with the show. It makes the show live. But I always have enough people on the phone line, you know, to have a good show. You feel what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I just noticed that I was looking at my stat sheet earlier, and just for some reason, I guess it's because we talked about Facebook and everybody loves Facebook. motherfuckers are basically addicted to Facebook at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? I know I am. Really bad. Really bad. But I use it for not just talking and stuff. I use it to promote and all kinds of different things. But that was one of my highest rated shows, episode 110, that was actually streamed live over the internet. I had a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, just listening to the show on the internet. I think there were a lot of first-time listeners. I had a lot of new phone numbers on the line. So, but it was a great show, man. It was a great show. It was a fun show. So check that out if you didn't have a chance to do it, all right? You're not going to regret it. It was a pretty fun show. And we had like an hour-long after party after we stopped the live streaming of the show that, it got crazy. And then it went to my private K100 group page, and then it got even crazier. Crazy! You ever seen somebody with a Facebook post have 330-something comments? What the hell is wrong with you people? But anyway, once again, welcome everybody to the show. 347-934-0966. I'm your host, Blizzum. You're rocking with the best of them, one of the best blog talk shows that you're going to find on this little blog talk radio site. You know what I'm saying? One of the best internet radio talk shows that you're going to find around. Very fun, very interactive, totally uncensored and unfiltered, off the cuff. All right? So if you're a politically conservative, a politically correct kind of person, if you worry about what people think about you, what people are going to say on your Facebook page, what people are going to say to your mom and them about when they heard you talk or whatever, if all that is you, please hang the fuck up and log off right now. No, seriously, do it now. Show's not for you, all right? Show is not for the faint of the heart. My show is not for sensitive motherfuckers, okay? I have to reiterate that. A lot of people got sensitive about the show that we had last night. Not even about the show, but about people posting stuff on Facebook. Motherfuckers wanted to inbox me and shit about why did I do that, and people are looking at you, and don't you know people look up to you? Look, shut the fuck up. First of all, it ain't even Mondays, but first of all, I'm a grown-ass motherfucking man, all right? Don't nobody take care of me, I take care of my motherfucking self. That's the first thing. Second of all, I clearly stated at the beginning of the show that this show is not for children. Children should not be listening to this show. If your child is listening to this motherfucking show, kill your damn self or you a bad parent. Next, I don't give a flying shit about what you or anybody else thinks about Blizzum. Because none of you motherfuckers. The whole Facebook thing and the whole people hitting me up on the inbox and talking about how outlandish the show was and blah, blah, blah. Obviously, you never heard any of my other episodes, first of all, because that wasn't even close to being the most outrageous one. Second of all, I just don't give a fuck. All right, moving right along. I gave you fucking haters enough shine. That's all you're getting today. Kill yourselves. Want to remind everybody that we're on Facebook. We're on MySpace. MySpace.com/K100Radio. If you're on Facebook and you're not my friend, you need to be. Do a Google search for Blizzum or go to www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. And look at all the links. We have links on the page. Real easy for you to get to all of our sites on Facebook, MySpace, Twitter. So if you have any kind of social networking sites and you want to follow K100, you want to follow Blizzum, you want to follow me as an artist, my music career, and all of that, okay, please, by all means, go to the show page and just look at the bottom up under the player. Just scroll down a little bit after the show episode, and you'll find links to my Twitter, my MySpace, and everything for K100. All of it's there, man. You can't miss it. So it's no excuse. So the only place that you really need to be focusing on, if you're trying to get in contact with me on a social media network, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. All right? Do that, and then look at the page, and you'll find what you need. All right? Moving right along. Oh, but the link to the iTunes shit is not on the page. So if you're an iTunes user, you need to make sure you go to the iTunes store /home/podcast, all right, go to the podcast button, and then do a search for K100, K-100 radio. When you see the middle finger up, that is indeed us. And it's that simple, and we're moving right along, all right? We're going to go ahead and get into tonight's show, episode 111, all right? 111. Hold on, wait a minute, hold the fuck up. Really? Really? Did somebody just post up the pictures of their mom's funeral and shit on the fucking internet, like her in a casket, for real? I don't know. They actually posted up the pictures of their dead loved one on Facebook. Who does that? Why would you do that? I just happen to go to Facebook so I can read my synopsis, and the first thing I do when I click on the screen is see a dead person in the casket. What the fuck? Alright, anyway, moving right along. Let me go ahead and get into the show. See, people always do stuff and just get me throw that just throw me all the way off. It throw me all the way off. Episode 111. Why are you here? For that matter, why am I here? Here being the planet Earth. Here being where you are right now. Here being air in your lungs. Being of sound mind. Here being whatever city and state you're in. You know, here being whoever your mommy and dad. Why are you here? Why were you born? What is your purpose? All right. This kind of show, without getting really too deep with it, you feel what I'm saying? But I'm actually going to get deep. But without getting too deep, I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis, and I'm going to break down exactly what I'm talking about. And this is one of my most, not necessarily serious shows, I guess you could say, but it's one of my shows that make you think. I got all kinds of shows here at K100. For those of y'all who just tuning in for the first time, welcome once again. Thanks for tuning in. Couple of new numbers, 347-934-0966, and once again, remember to hit the number 1 on the keypad if you want to holler at me after I'm getting done talking. I'll open up the phone lines, all right? I read a synopsis of every one of my shows, a breakdown, a brief summation about what I'm going to be talking about. You want to hear it? Here it go. I often look at my life and analyze my accomplishments and my mishaps. There are things about my life that I would definitely change if I could, but I can really say that I know what my purpose for being here is. Okay? I know what I was born to do. Now, I want you to listen to me carefully when I say that. You feel me? I know what I was born to do. Am I doing it right now? I never thought I was born to be a talk show radio host. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? This is something that I picked up along the way. This is something that I came about, that came about. You feel what I'm saying? But I was born to make music. You know, if you know me, first of all, if you know me, if this is your first time listening to K100 Radio, once again, I'm Blizzum. I'm the host of the show. I'm the creator of the show. All right? But before I did any of this, I was an artist. I was a rap artist, hip-hop artist. You know what I'm saying? I was that. That was that. That signifies me. That's where my name Blizzum comes from. That's my artist name. And in order for me to cross promote this show and my music at the same time, instead of coming up using my government name or anything like that, you know, confusing people about who I am hosting the show, I decided to just go ahead and use my artist name. I got a couple albums under my belt, actually 5 albums out, and I'm working on my 6th one and some other projects right now. And if you include the stuff that I've actually put out on my label, it's actually more projects than that. Because I've executive produced and produced other artists, and you know, just did a lot of work over my time in my career. So I may never heard of me, may never seen me on BET or whatever. But when it comes to what have I done, am I serious? I don't think that's to be put into question if you really been following my career. Been on the radio, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. Opened up a major artist. So I've done a lot, more than what most people who claim they quote unquote rap or whatever will ever get a chance to do or have done. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like winning the lottery. As if you're going to be comparing artists to the next Jay-Z, if you think that if you're not on the Grammys or whatever, then you're not successful. Or if you think that you're not on the Grammys as an artist, you know what I'm saying, that you're not serious, then you're just a fucking idiot. All right? It doesn't make sense. But that means you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, and you don't know anything about the music business. But with that being said, let me get back to it. I was born to make music, okay? It is my strongest natural talent. It is the one thing that I really, really, truly love to do. It's the one thing that I do for free. You know what I'm saying? And even at times, I paid to do music. I paid for studio time. I paid for beats. I paid to make it happen for me, you know, in order for me to create music. And I've also been paid for doing it. Yes, I've made money. I've actually made more money than I've kicked out in my career. A lot of people don't believe that, but I've actually made more money. And then I've actually kicked out. Once I learned how to become an engineer and produce myself and stop having to pay for beats and studio time, All the profit came to me. All the CDs I sold on the streets. Anytime I made money off a show or an endorsement, I've actually made more money than I actually kicked out. You know what I'm saying? People don't believe that, but I have. You know, a lot of artists can't say that, but I have. I think one of life's burning questions for a lot of people is what exactly do they want to do with their life? Why are they here? Or what purpose can they serve to mankind, their family, and peers? Now, some people never actually find that out before they die. And I think that's pretty fucking depressing. I think that's sad. You feel me? I think it's sad that people never get a chance to live up to their potential. I think it's sad when people never realize what talent, the hidden talent that they have, never utilize it. I really think that's depressing. I think that's sad. I don't think that's what life was meant to be. Life is a gift, so they say. But not knowing your purpose is like opening that gift and not even knowing what the hell is in the damn box. And even worse, you could open the box and know what it is and know how to use it and really need it, but instead you just wrap it back up and toss it to the side. This is how I view people who know their purpose or talents and they never use them or take advantage of them. You feel what I'm saying? That one great athlete that you had in your hood who could have been an All-American linebacker or something and went on to great things in the NFL or NBA, but instead they wanted to sell dope and run the streets, not living up to their full potential. That one person you know that can sing like a motherfucker, saying that make Whitney Houston look like shit. You feel what I'm saying? But all they want to do is run around and chase motherfucking niggas, lay up with niggas and get pregnant and have 3-4 kids. Them motherfuckers. They depress me. We were all born with different purposes, I think. Even if we have similar talents. Even if we have similar talents, we all were born for different purposes. Just because I have a nice flow and he has a nice flow, he may be at the Grammys. I may never get signed to a major deal, but we both create music. We both create something that people like to hear and entertain themselves with. Millions of people may hear him, and only a couple of hundred or a couple of thousand may hear me because I'm not in mainstream media and I'm not getting pressed all over the TV and radio. But at the same time, you feel me? We both have the same talent, but our paths were different. Keep that in mind. One person becomes a senator, the other becomes a community organizer. Both of them went to school for similar fields, like social sciences or something like that. But they both walked different paths, the same scenario. Such is life. But at least knowing what your purpose may be and recognizing your talents are the first part that most people that I meet in life who are not living up to their potential, who don't know their person, who don't know their purpose, you know, that's the first part, recognizing what you want to be, what your purpose is, what your talents are. That's the part that most people don't get. That's the part that I see people having a hard time with. You know what I'm saying? And maybe I think I don't, maybe I can't get it. Maybe I don't understand it so much because I feel like I know and I recognize my talents early in life. You feel me now? Even myself, I didn't pursue music or whatever, even though I knew I was a great writer. I knew I could write. I've been writing songs and writing music since I was young. I actually started music playing. You know, I knew I was musically inclined. I played drums in the church. I started when I was 9. But I didn't get serious about being an artist, a recording artist, until I was almost 23 years old, which is a very late start. Because when you see people like Lil Wayne, T.I., and all these guys started hard. They were going hard in the paint. They were doing shows, rapping, doing stuff like that when they was like kids. Wayne started real young with the Hot Boys. Tip started when he was like in middle school. You feel what I'm saying? Outkast, they started in junior high. You feel me? So when you see all these guys, and they're like, now they're about late 20s, late 30s, they started going hard with their musical aspirations at a young age. I didn't. I was from a small town, had very little encouragement, very little people were doing what I wanted to do really around my neighborhood. I had no studio access, nothing like no access. No, the internet wasn't around back then, so it wasn't. I didn't have YouTube. I didn't have MySpace. I didn't have Fruity Loops. I didn't have any of that in my younger days that these young kids got. That's why you see these young guys like Soulja Boy come out and drop all this fucking shit at like 15. I didn't have all these tools. They wasn't invented yet back then. You feel me? You know, we didn't have all these social networking sites and ways to get yourself heard. So I never really pursued it. I instead started fucking with the dope game and doing everything but that. You know what I'm saying? And ended up going to the military, you know what I'm saying, thinking that, you know, that's just a pipe dream or whatever. But once I moved to Atlanta and I seen and got amongst people, like I said, that are doing it, then I realized that, you know, I need to give it a shot because I realized that's what I really was put here to do. Why waste that talent? Why? And so I went hard in the paint. once I got a chance to do it. You feel what I'm saying? And that's where I'm at now. This is just an extension of that. So here are my questions, all right? Do you know your purpose in life? Now, do you know your purpose in life? That's the first question, okay? If so, when did you realize it? Okay? If you know your purpose, if you know what you want to do, if you know that's where you're at, you know your talents, you know what you want to be, when did you realize it? Was it young? Was it old? Whatever. Do you have a natural born talent that you use or don't use? You feel me? Do you have a talent that you use or don't use? You feel me? Do you believe we all have a purpose? Okay? Or do you feel like most people don't have a purpose? We're basically just here to survive and just live day to day and just work and just, you know, maintain. Some people don't believe in purpose, and, you know, some people don't believe in purpose or destiny. Stuff, you know, which is not the same thing, not to be confused with the same thing, but some people just don't buy into any of it. I on the other hand, I don't believe that. You feel what I'm saying? Do you work in a field that is leading up to what it is that you want to do? Are you doing anything to fulfill your purpose? You feel me? Or are you just do you know your purpose and know what it is you want to do, but you're just not doing anything with it? I don't understand why, but I'm going to ask you that question. You know what I'm saying? You know, do you think that the lives of most people are led by design or chance? You know what I'm saying? And so we're just going to talk about all of that tonight on K100 Internet Radio. So this show is about you, the caller, more so than it is about me. Everybody knows, if you follow K100, if you my friend on Facebook, on a social networking, everybody knows what I really, really and truly do. Everybody, even though I do K100 4 days a week, you feel me? That's 2 hours a day. Sometimes we run over. I spend an average of 8 to 10 hours a week on K100. Trust and believe, anybody who knows me, I spend way more time in the studio writing music, doing beats, and doing all this other kind of stuff with trying to advance my career in music, in the music game, than I do on K100. Some people say, look, you got to pick your poison, whatever. But I'm like, I'm one of them Obama type people. I'm like, you can do more than one thing. You can fix the economy and healthcare at the same time, motherfucker. All right? You know what I'm saying? I can walk and chew bubblegum. You get it? So I'm a multitasker. So I didn't even realize that I had the gifted. I take that back. I realized as an artist I had the gifted gab, but I didn't realize I could actually run a talk show. You feel me? But someone brought it to my attention. I was like, yo, you got a real gift of gab. People listen to what you say. I knew that as an artist, but it was like, people listen to what you say even on Facebook, even when you ain't rapping. You know what I'm saying? They people, you know, look how many people comment on your stuff on Facebook and blah, 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 and interact with you socially. And, you know, so they say, maybe you should try to do so. So I tried this. It's been successful for me. I'm not making any money, but it doesn't cost me anything but about $39 a month, you feel me, to keep my host site up. You feel me? To keep my premium blog talk server. That's about it. You feel what I'm saying? And the fun and the laughs and the good times that I have and the great conversations and all that shit and the exposure that it gives me as a person and gives my company. Hey, for $39 a month, you can't fucking beat it. You know what I mean? Met a lot of new people, artists. I can claim media whenever we have conferences. I get in free because I'm an artist, but I'm also media, and everybody wants media to get in free. They want to be exposed. So it's a lot of advantages for this little $39 a month that I have going on here. You feel what I'm saying? Real talk. Now, so with that being said, that is why, you know, it's beneficial for me to do this, and it's fun. Outside of everything else, this shit is mad fun, okay? For real. Having your own little internet radio show and hosting it and, you know, doing it, this is fun for me. This is not work for me. I'm never like, oh, I got to do my show, nigga. No. Every day I had to go to my 9-to-5, I'm like, oh. Every fucking day. Not one day. I was like, yay, ready to go to work. But never have I just not wanted to do my show. You know what I'm saying? It's like me not wanting to get in the booth. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't work like that for me. So this is fun. All right? So this was something else that I just had. This was something that, who knows if this is my true purpose. I don't know. You feel me? But I'm not scared. I'm at least not scared to explore it. I'm at least not scared to go hard at it. All right? And so that's what I want to talk to you guys about on K100 Internet Radio today. You feel me? What do you feel like your purpose is? Do you know it? What are your talents? Are you going for it? Do you believe people are people here and their purposes are by design or by choice? You feel me? These are all multiple questions that I'm going to be asking everybody. So, 347-934-0966. Hit the number one. I got a couple of people on the phone lines. I don't know if this is going to be one of my highly listened to shows, because some people just are lost in the sauce out there. But hit the number one if you're on the phone line right now if you want to talk. All right? And because I don't know if a lot of people even know what it is they want to do. You feel me? Some people might be like, well, I don't even want to answer the phone. I don't even want to talk. Because I don't know. I don't even know what the hell I want to do. You may be confused. You feel me? But don't look at it like that. You feel me? I mean, that's what the whole show is about. You know what I mean? I'm going to ask everybody, you know, just individual questions. You know what I'm saying? And maybe you may can find out what it is tonight. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? But, you know, don't shy away from the conversation just because you haven't quite figured it out yourself. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, shit, you got to talk about this kind of shit. You got to dig deep into it. You may hear somebody else say something that may spark you, or a method that someone tried to realize their potential and realize their purpose, and it may help you in your walk. All right? So, we're going to the phone lines. Got a couple people that want to talk already. First up was 910-650. What's happening, homie?
Yo, what's up, bro?
What's going on? It's Derek, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm getting the names down. I remember you called a couple of times. I got you, homie. Thanks for calling the show. Episode 111 of K100 Internet Radio. Yeah. All right. What do we hear? Let me ask you the first question. You feel me? Do you know your purpose in life? You feel me? Do you know what it is? What do you feel it is?
I'm gonna be honest. I don't really know. Like, I don't think I know yet. I don't think I found it yet. I think I got a purpose. Like, I know I got a purpose, but I think, you know, for the most part, right now I'm working on the fact that I got a lot of stuff that I'm going to do in my life that I feel is destined, but right now I don't really know exactly what that is.
Nah. Well, how old are you again? I know you're younger than
us. Yeah, I'm 23. Yeah, I'm a okay. Young, I'm younger than y'all.
Yeah, I don't. The first thing I almost opened my mouth to say, well, you got time, but actually, no. The earlier, I'm gonna tell you one thing about purpose and talents and finding out your walk in this world. The earlier that you realize what it is, the better. That I do know. You feel me? I can honestly, I tell people all the time, had I really just went in and went hard at it, I think I would be a lot, because my talent. My skill set, as far as being an MC and all that, is superior to most people that's out here. You feel what I'm saying? Most rappers that you hear out here that's on. It's not that. But I do think that the fact that I'm late going at it, you feel me? Because a lot of the guys that I see that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got friends who've been doing it, you know what I'm saying? They was like in high school, like a couple of guys that I know that blew up, like, you know what I'm saying, who got on and got deals, like Blood Raw and Jock and all these. These guys, I remember Blood was doing that shit when we way long time ago, back when he was running with the with Max and them, MCM and them, you know, they had the Jelly Roll. So I mean, they was like, they was doing it way when we was in high school. He deserves that shot. You know, he put in a lot more years than I did. People say, you know, listen to him, they be like, man, y'all, you just as talented. You know, he on, you ain't. I'm like, look, man, first of all, you know, it's like, it's a crapshoot and it's like winning the lottery. But second of all, he started a lot longer than I, way before I did, and even Jock. Even though Jock is younger than me, I know for a fact that Jock started rapping and stuff when he was in high school. I didn't start till I was 22 years old. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, when I sit back and look at stuff like that, I really regret not going hard with the music shit when I was younger. You feel me? But I didn't have access to the things that they had access to either. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have the encouragement from family or friends either. You feel me? So I think they had a lot to do with it. Now, you say you really don't know, but you said you in school, right?
Yeah, I'm in school right now.
What are you going to school for?
Well, I'm trying to get a. Well, see, that's the thing. Like, I like, kind of person I am, I got a knack. I want to know about a lot of different things. So, I'm trying to get a degree. I'm trying to get multiple degrees, but I want a degree in business, so I can, you know, start my own stuff, get my own businesses going, and that light. And then I'm in the computer, so I'm trying to get a dual degree in business and in computer science.
Okay. Well, having a degree in business is always good, because at the end of the day, you're never going to get rich until you own the business yourself. Once again, everybody, pay attention. You will never get rich working for someone else. You will never get rich working for someone else. So, owning your own business and being an entrepreneur is the way to wealth. Is it necessarily the way to happiness? some people, who knows? You feel what I'm saying? But
yes.
I can tell you the way to wealth is being an entrepreneur. And computer sciences is something that can feed you in the meantime until the business gets up and running.
Yeah, that's, yeah,
you
that's,
what
that's
I'm saying?
Kind of what I'm trying.
You know,
that's what I'm working with.
You know,
that's what I'm trying to do. So, you know, have something on the side that's, you know, good paying or whatever, something I can
right,
do on the side. But, you know,
so,
while I'm establishing my businesses, I'll be good.
Right. So, but you say you don't know what your purpose is. You feel what I'm saying? Do you feel like most people don't have a purpose, that we're here just to survive, or do you feel like people just don't realize what their purpose are or realize their talent?
I feel like people don't realize what the purpose is, or maybe even sometimes people don't look for the purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I have a purpose. I know I have a purpose. I'm just, you know, I guess I'm trying to figure out what it is I really want to do with my life instead of, you know, bullshitting around like, I don't even know how to say it, really.
Well, no, you said it right. You don't want to bullshit around. You feel what I'm saying? Because now you're 23, 25 will creep up on you like shit, and then 30 will. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I'm telling you from experience. You know what I'm saying? I remember being, you know, 22 when I first got to Atlanta and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Thinking I had all the time in the world. And now I'm not. And now I'm 30-something. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the blink of an eye, I got kids, and everything just was a blur. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, trust and believe, homie. You know what I'm saying? Bullshitting around is not what you want to do. Let me ask you this next question. Go ahead. What do you want to say?
Oh, no, you go ahead. You go ahead.
Okay. Well, you said you're going to college, and you know, so that's not necessarily working, but you're going to college. You said you like computers. I mean, is that a talent? Do you feel that your natural? Is that? Do you feel like that's your natural talent? Like your, I mean, your natural talent. You know, is that what you feel like you?
Not
would,
really.
What
not
is your
really,
natural talent?
I kind of came up on computers just being around them and playing around
uh-huh.
with them and stuff. But
right.
I don't know. I kind of feel like, because I played basketball in my school, so I kind of feel uh-huh. like that's my natural talent, because I'm good at it, like,
right.
And I'm going hard at it. I'm trying to get somewhere with it, you know. I always want the degrees to fall back on, but I'm trying to. I got some things working out to where I might be able to play overseas in these next 2 years.
Right.
So that's what I'm going hard at that, but I always want that fallback plan. So I believe, you know, my natural talent is, you know, being a basketball player. But I mean, who don't see that they're a good athlete, you know, when they play
right.
ball in college or play somewhere. So.
Right. Well, there's nothing wrong if that's if you're everybody's not naturally athletic. So if being an athlete is your natural talent, you can try and find a way to incorporate that into your, you know what I'm saying, your later, like I tell people, like for instance with you. Okay, you're good at computers, you want to start your own business, you want to be a ball player, you love basketball. Okay, say for instance you blow out an ACL or some shit, not saying I hope that never happens or whatever, but you don't get picked up by the overseas team or whatever. Well, let's say you're good with computers or whatever. Well, you could have been the guy who started the and one shit. You feel what I'm saying? You could have
mm-hmm.
been the guy who, you know, or start putting together some sort of underground street ball tournament, or, you know, some website that promotes street balling, and then you take that computer science degree, and then you open up, and then you take your business degree and put it together and market it, and you and boom, and now you're rich. You feel me? Everybody
mm-hmm.
knows your name, and you're still kind of involved with what it is that you love to do. This is what
yeah,
I'm trying
absolutely.
To get people to understand. And if that happens to you, and then let's say you do end up being the person that makes the next thing that's like the other version of N1, and you promote it as a business, and you do good, and you never get a chance to go overseas and play basketball, but your whole life you're still around the sport of basketball, you're still going around filming this and putting this online, and you're getting paid for it, and you're living,
yeah.
then that was your purpose. You know what I'm saying? You actually
kind
of lived a purposeful life. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel what you're saying.
So I want to tell people that your natural talent, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Don't necessarily be exactly, doesn't always pan out that you're doing exactly that. But a lot of times they will be infused with what it is that you're doing in your purpose.
Yeah, I feel you.
More often than not. That's what I'm getting across there. All right, I'm going to go ahead and take some more of these other calls, man. Thanks for calling the show. You feel me?
All right. Yeah.
All right, stay on the line. Stay on the line, though.
Yep.
All right, because
I
don't have that many calls on the line, so I'll come back to you and everything. I should be able to play some damn music because my phone lines ain't jammed to the T tonight. Hopefully.
Yeah,
all right. All right. Next up. Shay, Shay.
What's up?
What's going on, Shay?
Not much. I barely made it to get the call.
That's all right. My phone lines ain't filled. There's a couple people on the lines, you know what I'm saying? But only a couple of y'all hitting the number one. 347-934-0966, by the way. 347-934-0966. Hit the number one on your keypad if you want to talk. You feel what I'm saying? Episode 111. Why are you here? What is your purpose, Shay? What do you feel like your do you have a purpose, Shay? You understand? You know, do you feel like that?
My purpose is just to make the world beautiful. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, you know what? Wait a minute. That's called being a model, baby. Some people are here to make the world a beautiful place. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Well, I mean, maybe that's their purpose. You know, a lot of times people...
That ties into a little bit of what I think my purpose is a little bit. I'm just being sarcastic with that comment.
Okay. Well, do you know your purpose in life? And if you do know what your purpose is, or what do you feel it is, when did you realize it?
Well, my purpose in life is not something that... my direct purpose, I don't feel like it's something that can necessarily bring me financial gain, so to speak. I mean, indirectly it can, and it has, and it does. I think my purpose in life really is to make people feel better, whether that's about feel better about themselves, feel better, you know, physically, emotionally. I really think that's my purpose. Because when I look back at my life, I think that is one of the traits or one of the things about me that I do well.
You make people feel good. You know, people like being around you. You brighten up people's day, right?
Yeah.
Do you realize, let me tell you something. Do you realize everybody can't do that? See,
I know. That's why I say that. And I don't mean to say that snidely. I mean
it's simply the truth.
Sincere way.
No. Listen, everybody. Everybody, pay attention. This is what I'm trying to get. Okay, first of all, I want to make sure that I reiterate and I bring up that there are some things. There are some general purposes in life that I think all people should have. All people's purpose in life should be to uplift their fellow man at the end of the day, to not harm anyone, you know what I'm saying, on purpose. You know, all of these things right here, those are basic general things. But literally being the kind of person who can – somebody can be sick or somebody can be having a bad day, and when you come in the room, you just know how to make them feel better. Everybody is not able to do that. And it doesn't mean you're a bad person if you can't. It's called having a personable personality. You feel what I'm saying? And everybody, that is a gift. You know what I'm saying? It's like these people who are like motivational speakers. You know, everybody can't be a fucking motivational speaker. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people who just can't get up in front of a room full of people and then inspire them. You know? It's an actual talent. And some people just, you know, they just, this guy is just on his... Well, you couldn't do it. You know
but
what I'm saying?
You know what, though? It's like when it comes naturally, when you genuinely and just naturally do that, I think that, to me, that signifies a purpose. I mean,
yes.
You know, when you don't have to try at doing something, you just do it, and you don't even think about it, it's like second nature to you. That's how you know what your purpose is.
Yes.
Something that comes so second nature to you that you don't think nothing of it.
Right. And that's my thing. That's like, it's like people like Jim Carrey. What the fuck else could his purpose in life have been to have that?
Make everybody laugh.
But to make people laugh. They did a special on Jim Carrey once, and I watched it, man. And I watched it in amazement because this guy had – it was from a fucking high school comedy thing, and his mannerism, his goofiness, his
mm-hmm.
his facial expressions. This guy was born – his mom had freaking – pictures of him making funny faces and shit when he was like, this guy was born to make a motherfucker laugh, okay? You know what I'm saying? I don't understand. If he was anything but a comedian, his life would have been a waste to me.
Nobody would have taken it seriously, I don't think.
Yeah, this is the point. And being able to make people laugh and feel, that's something that, you know, if that's what you do, then that's what you do and that's your purpose. And if you love to do that and if you're good at it, now and the thing that I don't want everybody to get all wrapped up in is saying that that's the way that you need to make money. You feel me?
Exactly.
Once again, everybody. Once again, this purpose that you have in life, this thing that you that's driving you, this talent that you have, may not be the way that you make money. The people who are living the good life, the people who are living that perfect fantasy life that you hear about in the movies and see on TV, are the people who actually are using that talent and that purpose and are actually getting money off of it. You feel what I'm saying? That's the perfect world for everybody. That's the perfect world. But a lot of times you may not get the money off of it. You feel what I'm saying? I don't make a lot of money.
For me, I make money, but it's not as much as I would like to. And it's in an indirect way. Since I work in healthcare, in essence, I do make people feel better. You know, I do make people feel better about themselves in different ways. You know what I mean?
Right.
However, that's not, you know, the only thing that, you know, I enjoy. I mean, I have days where I'm going to be honest. I mean, even though I enjoy that part of it, I don't just love going to work every day. I mean, there are times because it is a damn job.
It makes perfect sense because, yeah, you get to go around and take care of people and make them laugh, but you also got to change people's diapers and catheters.
Yeah,
and
I got to do paperwork, and I don't want to do that stuff.
Right, exactly. Right. Nobody wants to do that. You feel what I'm saying? It's like me. Mm-hmm. I want to rap. All I want to do is get in the booth, mix a song down, and then that's it. And then it goes to the radio. No, I have to go out here and fucking talk to some of these punk-ass motherfucking people in the industry. You know what I'm saying? Some of these arrogant, sometimes arrogant as fuck DJs. Some of these motherfucking shiesty ass A&Rs, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Go out here and be. I got to do all this extra shit just to get that out there to get it to the people and to maybe make some money off of it. But going in the booth and recording the words and mixing the song down and making the beat. Oh, love to do that. I can do that all day, every day. The only problem is I got to keep the lights on. I got to have somewhere to live. So I have to stop that and do other things in order to make that happen. You feel what I'm saying? And so
exactly.
I understand what you're saying. So let me ask you this. What do you think? Do you think most people just don't have a purpose or that we're here just to survive for the most part?
I feel like every single person on this earth has a purpose. Now, when they recognize their purpose, you know, how they tap into, you know, being able to acknowledge and accept and carry out their purpose is another thing. But I honestly believe that every single person has a purpose. I mean, some purposes are, you know, in a sense, more significant than others. I mean, some people are to entertain us, you know, like Jim Carrey, you know, like artists, you know, entertainers. Some people's purpose is to discover a cure for cancer. Some people's purpose, you know, everybody has a purpose. And it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, that's something that, you know, like you're saying, that's going to, like, make you rich or wealthy, but everybody has a purpose. Because if I feel like everybody has having a purpose, if you take those purposes away, then we're all missing something, you know, overall. I mean, I think everybody's contribution, you know, is beneficial in whatever way it may be.
In mankind. I think that, too. I think that, too. I agree. You feel me? One more question, then I'm going on to Key. She's up next. Let me see. I think you already answered that. Hold on. You kind of already answered it because I was going to ask you, do you work in a field that is leading to fulfilling this purpose? And you actually said, yeah. You feel me?
I do now. Yeah. I mean, like I said, it's not, you know, what I started out to do because I actually started out in modeling and marketing. I mean, that ties into, like, I guess making me feel good too. But, you know, but I guess I guess it just hasn't worked out that way. And I think that sometimes people may stray or take different paths that lead them, what they may think, away from their purpose, you know, and doing different things in life. So I think that sometimes, you know, circumstances and situations kind of deter people from realizing what their purpose is.
Right, exactly. Okay, well, let me go on to the next call. Let's see, next person up was Key. All right, stay on the line.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 347-934-0966. Once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. We're live on K100 Internet Radio until 10 o'clock p.m. Hit the phone lines up, and if you're on the phone lines, hit the number one, and I'll come to your line. Next on the line, we got Key. What's happening?
It's popping.
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. You hear what we're talking about, episode 111? Purpose. Okay. First question, of course, is do you feel like most people have a purpose in life, or are we just here to survive? What do you think in general? Then I ask you specifically.
Yeah, I think everybody has a purpose. No, everyone has a purpose. Some bad, but we all have them.
Oh, so that's interesting. That's interesting. Do you think the people who do bad shit? Let me ask.
They have a purpose.
Question. So you really believe that murderers and rapists and stuff, that their purpose on the planet was to create such havoc?
I think that in reverse, you can take that same thing, and their purpose could be to help us respect life. Because you know your life can be taken away, you know, and that same thing could be used to help you appreciate life.
Yeah, you're right about that. I mean, they say, you know, you can't You know, how could you ever know? How could you ever know light if you didn't know dark? You
know,
feel
dark,
me? That
yeah,
whole thing.
Exactly.
How could you,
you
ever know?
Have, it's the whole yin and yang of
yeah.
the world of life.
Yeah, I understand that. So, I mean, but was that their purpose, or were they just people who lost their way? I don't believe that their purpose was to be murderers. You feel what I'm saying? I think that.
But we never want to believe someone's purpose was to be bad in our eyes, to be quote unquote what we think is bad. We never who would want to believe that someone was put here to kill people? No one wants to believe that. But hey.
Right. So I mean, that's what I'm saying. So when you say it, it's like, you know,
but if nobody
I mean, you're making
ever
a...
did it, if nobody ever did it, we would probably not respect life the way we do.
Or maybe we just wouldn't know pure.
We
would
take it for granted.
People.
Then we would be in a utopia, so we wouldn't even have to worry about it.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I feel what you're saying on that particular on that right there. You know what I mean? But you do feel like everybody does have a purpose, whether it be good or whether it be bad, right?
Yeah, I mean, good and bad, that's all relative. You know, this is what we think is good and bad, you know. So, hey, that's a whole other talk show right there.
Right.
All that
okay.
is relative.
Okay, so what about, do you know your purpose in life? And if you do know your purpose, when did you realize it? When did you come to the realization of that's what you are, you know what I'm saying? That's what you want to do. That's
I realized, I think I realized my purpose when I was like 17, 17 or 17.
And what is it?
And
what do you feel it is?
It, my purpose is to like mentor and encourage people. That's what I do. And people find it easy to confide in me and talk to me and they listen to me. So that's my purpose, and I realized that at a really early age how influential just my words were. So why not use that to, you know, help enrich somebody's life?
Yeah, yeah, I understand that. So are you doing that now? You feel me? Are you working in a field? Are you doing anything that's related to what you feel like your purpose is in life? Or you know, are you pursuing it?
The interesting thing about my purpose is I can do it anywhere.
That's true.
I want to go into a field where that's what I do on a day-to-day basis, but I can do that on a day-to-day basis no matter where I am. Because, I mean, I've had, like, I can do it at my job now. People come up to me, it's like, I used to feel like I've just been knowing you forever, and they just open up. You know, it's been, I can be sitting in a doctor's office, and people are like, you just had this spirit, it's just, and they get to talking. And I get this sharing, and it's like, man, I was really glad. I'm really glad I got a chance to just talk to you. And so I can do mine anywhere.
Well, I guess that's right. I guess that's true. Just like Shay could just, you know, make people laugh and do that anywhere. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? You're right about that. That's one of those things, I guess, you know what I'm saying? You can always encourage people and motivate and stuff like that. So, you know, have you ever tried to pursue a career in it? Would you like to pursue a career in it?
I would like to totally pursue a career in it. I did have a mentor group that I had and did on my own, and that worked out really well. You know, it was very successful. Like, some of the kids, even to this day, like, some of them are grown and married, but they still, you know, they still keep in touch, and they still let me know, like, what type of influence I had on them. You know, it's just, yeah, so... I started my own program, but I would like to do something where I would like to have a business doing it. Because, like you said, when you want to go to work, when you're doing something that you enjoy, it's like, yeah, I want to go to work. I'm ready to help these people and talk to these people.
Right, right. That's definitely, and I think that's the key to life. I think that's what everybody wants. I think in life, when you are actually making a living off what you feel your purpose is, that is. That's the life. That's the good life. I think that's what every person wants in general. You
well,
feel
and
me?
I think too, some people, like, you have to realize as well, there's an up and a downside to that. Like, if I actually open up a clinic where I'm counseling teens or whomever, that also brings on, you have to be a special type person not to carry that emotional baggage, because some of the things that you will hear from people when you're really passionate about it, it can just be like, wow, you know what I'm saying? Like, you want to do more, but, you know, you have to really know when to say when and stay in your place. So it's a flip side to everything, but it's, you know, that's life. It's a balance act.
What do you feel about it?
Yeah,
and the thing with her job is, you know what I'm saying, being, especially that she's dealing with elderly people, I don't, dealing with death, on, you know, seeing people die all the time and get sick and die and doing, I don't, you know what I'm saying, I don't, that's like,
but
I mean.
But the flip side is, she made them feel better why they were here, you know what I'm saying, here, she can say, I did something to help them feel better while they were still here.
Yeah. I guess I just couldn't do it.
The yin and yang of life. That's
yeah.
How
what about you? Ever you know anybody who's not really realizing their? You know, what do you think about like? I think about 70%
of people on Earth don't know their purpose, don't realize their purpose, because I think a lot of people just wandering around. Just
what's the
doing their day to day?
Where have you seen someone who really? What is the most just like? Just the time when you seen somebody really just not live up to what their purpose was in life. Like, you know anybody who really should be doing something and they really just not doing it? And it's like, you know, golly, even you can see what their purpose is and they can't? Or what you think it might be?
In a sense, the type of person I am, I don't really think that's for me to say. Like, even if I see somebody and I see something in them that they don't see in themselves, I'm more of the type that says, you know what, maybe it's not time yet. You know, maybe, you know, they need to go through a little more so when they do grasp their purpose, they can embrace it just that much more.
Yeah.
So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I'm like, you know, I just look at it as you just don't know yet. Or maybe
right.
Your purpose is to be lost so the next person can look at you and say, you know what, I don't
well,
want to be lost
that
like that
really...
like, I don't
well,
want to be lost
again?
Like that person.
Well, no, maybe their purpose, not their purpose, but maybe the fact that they are lost, and that gives the person who helps you find, maybe the person who helped motivate, the motivational speaker, the person that helps
exactly.
you find the inner you. That's
me.
Why they are relevant, because we have these people who
exactly.
need this motivation. That's why
that's
they're.
That's how it happened with me. I saw people around me that was like I used to be like, you're not doing anything. It's just like you just here. And that motivated me to go closer towards what I want to do. So, I mean, like I said, it's the great yin and yang of life. Hey, you got to take the good with the bad.
True. That's what's up. Well, all right. I'm gonna take the next caller. You feel me?
Okay.
All right, either I'm going to play some music, because if number one hits number one, I'm going to run into a song. All right, stand by.
All right.
347-934-0966. If you're on the phone line, hit the number one. All right, I got a couple people on the phone line. I got about 8 of y'all on the phone line, but you got to hit the number one, and I'll come to your phone line, and I'll open it up real quick. You know what I'm saying? If not, then, you know, I'll go into a music song. I'll go into a song. You feel me? I have people hitting it as soon as I say that. People always want to listen until I say that. Derek, I see you. I'm going to come back to you because you already talked once, but I'm going to go to this person right here. This is T. Lewis. What's happening, homie?
What's up, man?
What's going on?
I try not to hit the number one when you say that, but...
No, it's all good, because when I say that, I'm just really looking for somebody to hit the number one so I can take a call. You know what I'm saying? That means no one's hitting the number one at this moment. That's what that means. When I say that... If you're on the line and you want to talk, hit number one, and I'm going to come to you. You feel me? I know a lot of times
right.
people be like, I'll be in waiting forever. But this is not a show that I don't know. You know, I just don't have as many people as, of course, nowhere near as last night. I mean, I had, at one point, almost 30 people on the phone line last night. But tonight, I only got a couple people, and only a couple people raising their hand. You feel what I'm saying?
You're talking about something deep. That's why.
Some
people don't want to go that. Some people don't want to go that deep.
Some people don't want to realize that they're monumental failures, and they don't want to face that. I think that's I think that really. I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I really think that the reason why this show may not have high ratings and a high call and download is because. What I'm talking about actually touches on the nerve of a lot of people, because a lot of people feel like they didn't serve their purpose in life. More people in life feel like they didn't serve their purpose than did. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
You feel like they're not living out their purpose in life than they do. Way more. It's not even close. It's like you're the lucky ones if you actually live in that life. You feel what I'm saying? You're lucky. But for the most part, we're all out here just trying to eat and survive and live on this fucking rock. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so I think that's why a show like this right here, which it wasn't meant to criticize, you know, it was meant to help you to motivate you and highlight you, you know what I'm saying, get you to talking about it, and then maybe, you know what I'm saying, make you realize, like, yo, you know what, I'm really not living out my purpose. I'm really not doing it. And go hard and go do it. That's what I was trying to accomplish with the show. And I, hopefully that's
right.
what I do. You know what I'm saying?
I can understand why people kind of sort of don't want to go there, because I had to deal with that. And it wasn't a good thing. I was by myself, and I had to deal with that. But it wasn't fun. So I totally understand.
Well, we got time. We have my board isn't filling up. So I'm gonna go back to D. Austin in a minute. But I'm gonna ask you a couple questions, and we can talk about it if you want to. If not, it doesn't matter. You know, some things people don't talk about. But first question is, you know, do you feel like most people don't have a purpose, and that we're here to survive, or do you feel like everybody has a purpose? And even people, like he brought up the point, even the people that's evil, she said that that's their purpose, to be evil, so we will know what evil is, so we can recognize good and evil. What do you think about just in general?
I think it's funny because Keith brought up a good point. That I was talking with that about somebody. It was a while ago about that. It's like, I think things are shown to people to either make them appreciate, or this is what needs to be done to protect this person, or not enough of this is done, or whatever the case. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like for instance, like when a woman is raped, sometimes the women who are like in desperate need of having a man or something like that, they will be more careful as far as picking out a mate, or be more careful as far as where they will go with people, or whether they're by themselves, things like that. And you hate to have people to be used as an example or something like that. Or like Ted Bundy. I mean, his purpose was to show that, I think in Ted Bundy's case, it's like one of those things where the package can look good on the outside, but it can still be rotten on the inside. You know what I'm saying? That it may not be something that you want. So, you know what I'm saying? And I hate to believe that Ted Bundy was on this earth to murder women, but...
Well, maybe he was, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like he said, maybe he was put here, and people like him was put here to show us evil, to show us... when you say stuff like that, you get into a whole... And my show tomorrow, if you think this show is deep, wait till tomorrow show. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't even want to give it away. You know what I'm saying? But it's going to go into what I'm talking about tomorrow, is good versus evil. And, you know, people will say, no, his purpose wasn't to be evil. Evil made him evil. You feel me? Which is what I'm going to be essentially talking about, giving it away, without giving it away tomorrow. It's going to be a pretty deep, another deep conversation. And you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm going to have these shows. So do you feel like you know your purpose in life? And if you feel like you know what your purpose are, when did you realize it? And are you trying to, are you doing it? Are you fulfilling your purpose?
Actually, I still think I'm trying to figure it out now, because I think one of my purposes is to have people understand that it's not that serious and just calm down. Everything is not, because, you know, people are always running all over the place.
Uh-huh.
And I remember one time I sat to myself and I'm thinking, why does everybody act like they're such in a damn hurry? What is that all about?
Uh-huh.
That's crazy. Especially, like, at work. And every job I had, every single job I ever had, they would always tell me, it's like, you are so calm and you just, like, never really just stress about anything. It's like, could I just sit and talk with you or just work with you or something like that? Because it seems like every time I'm around, everything is calm and everything is taken care of. So,
right.
And I'm not sure where that really goes, honestly. But
well,
I take that.
Look, I know people who are the exact opposite of you. They panic. Everything is dramatic with them. Everything is on goddamn 10. Everything is on high with these motherfuckers. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? And maybe a good job for somebody like you is hostage negotiations. You know what I'm saying? I mean, no, Leo, I'm loud. You're laughing, Leo. No, but for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, when you think about it, listen, because you know what I'm saying? Everybody can't calm people down. You know what I'm saying? Right. This is what I'm having to show for everybody. Everybody can't be a calm, keep a cool, calm head in a crazy situation. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody doesn't, you know, Somebody can't, if somebody else has a gun to a motherfucker's head or a gun pointed at them, everybody can't be calm. Let me talk
right.
to you. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me?
Right.
I'm just saying, I just thought about it. Like, where would that talent or where would that natural ability translate into a career or anything? And just off the top of my head, I just thought about, shit, a hostage negotiator. They got to be calm. Their whole purpose is to keep that motherfucker calm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
I mean,
you don't want nobody blowing nobody's brains out, so.
Right. So just food for thought. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So, but do you feel like, I mean, that's a talent, you know what I'm saying? But is that your
right.
purpose? Is that your purpose? That's a natural talent, but
yeah.
is that a purpose?
And the thing is, like I said, that's why I'm like, I don't know, because what I actually do for a living is what I actually really, really like to do. And I think, and I've always been really good with young people, with kids, especially when it comes to technology and things like that, because most of us growing up, maybe grew up in the projects and stuff like that. A lot of stuff we really hadn't seen, so I've been fortunate enough to see things, but I don't see, and I've actually been able to like mentor kids before, but it just didn't last long, which was kind of unfortunate, but
right.
I think I had this really good ability, and like I said, I still don't really understand if that's my purpose or not, to make things that are complicated seem simple.
Right.
And it's like, you can do that too. But again, I'm in the job field I work in now, there's like no black people, none. And
right.
like where I work now, every single job that I've had since I started working in this field, I've been like, if I wasn't the only one, I can count most of the time on one hand how many work there. And
right.
So I'm trying to figure out how all that could relate to where I can actually serve a purpose, especially for young black folks, because it's somewhere, but I just don't know where it is yet.
Well, you got to keep searching. You got to keep searching. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep thinking.
I haven't stopped that. I haven't stopped.
Yeah. Right. You got to keep
going. I'm not going to stop that at all, because me and a guy, one of my coworkers, he's real cool. We were talking about, he was at a convention last week, and he said, man, I was at a convention, at a Microsoft convention. They was in Redmond, Washington. And it was all of these people here, all of these what they call Microsoft MVPs, the people who are like certified authorities on technology and stuff like that. It was like you had the East Indians, you had the Asian guys, and I'm the only black guy there. I said, man, I totally understand. And it's kind of disheartening, and it's like, you want more black faces. You want to see more black faces. It's like, yeah, I want to see somebody. You don't even necessarily have to talk about the project or anything like that, but I think you would feel more comfortable than somebody that grew up like you was able to say, okay, I don't want to do all this, I don't want to do that. Or they had done that, but they were able to put that down and like, okay, I can do exactly what these so-called smart white boys. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's...
Well, it's kind of hard to figure out right now for me. Yeah, well, like I said, that natural ability that you have and figuring out exactly what it is that you really want to do, you feel what I'm saying? It really is difficult, you know what I'm saying? And I think that I think with things like me, I want to make a point, everybody. Certain things, people like to, and I fucking hate this. Certain things people will encourage you to pursue if you tell them
right.
that's your purpose. You feel me? You feel me? And some people won't.
Right.
You feel me? Some people won't. Some people tell me like right now. You feel me? About everybody want to be a rapper, or you know, if you black right now, they'll tell you everybody want to be a rapper or a ball player. You know, what I'm saying? You need to find something else. Well, what the fuck is that? Why would you say that? You feel me? You don't tell them to find. You don't tell them not to pursue it or not to go at it. You tell them to make sure you have a B plan, because those entertainment and sports and, you know, injuries happen. Entertainment is a grimy business, so you know it's not always not about who you know. I mean, what you know is who you know, and all the little bullshit politics and slimy stuff that goes on behind the scenes that can hinder you from being prosperous. You know what I'm saying? In that field. But I hate it when I hear people tell, especially kids, when they say, I want to do this, or I, and you see them every day. Your kid goes out here and he sits out, plays basketball and whatever in the field, and you be like, he need to get in them books. He don't need to be worried about that. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? It's like, wow. You know, why would you tell your kids that? You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I got a friend of mine who says her son plays PlayStation and shit 24/7 all the fucking time. You feel what I'm saying? But then she said, you know, I don't say anything to him because he said he wants to design video games when he grow up. Well, I'm like, let that motherfucker play that motherfucker 10 hours a day if he fucking wants to. He studied his motherfucking crap around this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Don't tell him to get the fuck off the PlayStation. If he read Game Informer magazine cover to cover and all he do is play around and tinker around with a computer graphics program on his motherfucking computer, why the fuck would you tell him not to play PlayStation and shit? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Do you know how much money those motherfuckers make? And he might actually love to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Their purpose could have been to entertain the next generation of young people on video games.
You know what I'm saying?
I know cats that program video games, and they ain't broke.
None of them broke, homie. They make good money. You start out in right about six figures, even when you get to a certain level. You know, once you come out of school and you actually got some real skill in CGI and computer generation and animation and design, you're going to make some money. You know what I'm saying?
And a lot of times that's fresh out of high school. That's crazy, though.
Yeah, fresh out of high school, man. So I'm like, certain things, people like to discourage people, or people like to tell people what their purpose is and what it should be. Or parents! Don't tell your kids what you think their purpose should be in life. You understand what I'm saying? Encourage what they feel like their purpose is in life. As long as you don't feel like their purpose, and they don't tell you, Daddy, I want to be a bank robber. Well, look, son, we got to talk. You know what I'm saying? Feel me? You know what I mean? You feel me? But don't, you know, of course, guide them and tell them, you know how to, you know, to balance it. And, you know, sometimes you may have to do something that you don't like in order to maintain until you get where you want to be. And so, you know, make sure they got job skills and basic skills and shit. Yeah, all that true. But when it comes down to your purpose, your true purpose in life, man, you know, you can't determine that for your child.
Yeah.
You can't determine that for your child.
I had to struggle with that younger too, though. I'm totally with you on that one. I had to deal with that a little bit. So
yes, you can't determine their purpose. You know what I'm saying? Just because you go to church every day Sunday and you want to be, and you can't make your child want to grow up and be the next preacher if you're a preacher. You know, you can't do that. I can't make my son grow up. Look, my son wants to. My son is not taking a liking to actually rapping. He loves music, but he likes to dance, so he might be the next Usher. He might be the next choreographer. You feel what I'm saying? Them dudes make money. I don't know. He loves music, but he likes to dance to music more than he likes to sing or rap or anything like that. And it's like, okay, maybe, you know, whatever. And you know what I'm saying? You know, I keep him active in sports right now. You know what I'm saying? But I can tell that he doesn't really love sports, but he plays right now. And I do it just to teach him teamwork, to teach him responsibility, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that, to let him have friends and show him brotherhood with his teammates. That's more what I'm trying to instill in him with getting him involved in sports. But do I think he's going to be an athlete? I don't really think so. You feel me? Even though I would love for him to be the next goddamn, you know, ball player or whatever, you know, that'd be cool. But at the end of the day, I know my son. I know my kids. I look at what their talents are. I look at what their strong points are and what they always say they want to be. I say, what are you doing? You daydreaming? What you daydreaming about? Oh, I was just thinking about such and such. And I'm like, you always daydream. He always thinking about that. It's always on his brain. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, maybe that may be what he's going to be. I don't know. But I'm not here to say what he is and isn't going to be. I think a lot of parents a lot of people don't realize what their purpose are until later in life because they got to get the fuck from up under their goddamn parents' thumb. You feel what I'm saying? A lot of times.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think I'm with you. I think a lot of parents do kill it, though, because they try to live through their child, too, because they didn't do whatever they wanted to do.
Yes.
And then they try to establish,
you
need to go to college. It's like, well, what if your son or daughter can make a difference in the world and not go to college? You see what I'm saying? Hey, you got plenty of people that would drop out. That are influencing the world. Look at Oprah. She dropped out of college.
Right.
and she got every woman on the planet watching, pretty soon going to watch her own network But yeah, it's on.
Yeah. So that's where I'm going with it. That's the purposes I'm trying to get to on episode 111 of K100. You feel what I'm saying? All right, T. Lewis, stay on the line. I'm gonna go to the next person. All right. 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. Hit the number one if you haven't talked yet, because I don't have a gang of people on the line tonight. So if you hit the number one, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to be coming straight to you. You feel what I'm saying? So go ahead and hit the number one. My homie Derek wanted to say something again, though, real quick, and I'm going to go to him because no one else has hit the number one. If you hit the number one, I'll be coming straight to your line real quick, because I only got about maybe 10 of y'all on the line tonight, and I'll come to your line. All right? I see you, Ruby. I'm coming to you next. Derek, what's up? You want to say something else? You hit number one?
Yeah, I was listening to what Shay said, like, and I thought about it a little more, and I had a question, like, do you think our purpose or more so our natural talent is tied into our financial, you know, earnings or whatever?
See, no. That's what I was trying to start. That's what I was trying to, see, I didn't want people to take the show and say that. I don't want to say, how can I take your natural talent and turn it into a paycheck per se? Because like I said, a lot of times what your real purpose is may not be what you're getting paid to do. And like he said, you know, she goes to work with everybody, but her purpose, she feel like her purpose is to, you know, talk to young people and stuff like that. You feel me? Well, she said she can do that or make people, you know what I'm saying, people find her easy to talk to and help people out. Well, she can do that anywhere, anytime. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Because I was sitting there thinking about it, and I was like outside the athlete thing, you know, naturally coming from me to come second nature to me. Like Shay said, like, people confide in me a lot. Like, when they having problems, they, you know, they come to me and they talk to me, and not even really for advice, but just for somebody to listen to. I mean, yeah, I give, you know, good advice here and there, but for the most part, I got a lot of people that just, like, when stuff is going wrong or they just need somebody to talk to, you know, they'll come to me, they'll vent to me, you know, they'll let me know what's going on. And that's, you know, that's something that comes natural to me. You know, it never bothers me. I love doing it. Like, I don't ever have a problem. I don't ever, like, I'm not turning nobody down from, you know, them talking to me or telling me how they've been feeling.
Right.
So, I mean, that's something that, yeah, I think is like a natural talent, like, you know, something that's purposeful for me, you know.
Right.
Like,
right.
I feel like,
and so,
that is a purpose for me.
Yeah, and so the field is called psychiatry. You know what I'm saying? The field is called social worker. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel me? The field, if you want to put a paycheck to it, people, which is not what I wanted to do with this episode, but if you want to put a paycheck to that, just like T. Lewis said, keeping calm, when I just instantly thought a fucking hostage negotiator,
who else
you need a fucking calm head in the room? You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, like I said, I didn't want to tie it in like that, but like I said, if that's something that you like to do, then think about that in your undergrad or whatever. You know, undergrad in psychology. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah,
you know, if you really like listening to people's problems, and, you know, just if you're a good listener, everybody's not like, listen, man, most people ain't that. Most people are like trapped up in their world, and they don't want to talk to you about their fucking problems. They don't want to hear your shit. I got my own problems. I don't need yours. A lot of people are like that. You know what I'm saying? So. You know, I'm just trying to, you know, just listen to people and encourage, you know, with this particular program, just help people find out what their purpose are. Maybe you didn't even think about it until I posted this shit up. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah, I really,
you know,
did. I didn't think about it until really Shay said something about
and that was
about
the purpose
of, just to make people feel better. You know, it made me think about that. Like, well, a lot of people do turn to me, you know, just to confide in somebody just to talk to.
Right, and so
that's all. I just want to clear that up and make sure I had everything right.
Well, Shay, thanks, Shay. Shay, you know,
yeah, appreciate
you may have been the spark that encouraged the first black Dr. Phil. Who knows what's gonna happen?
I don't know about
the first black Dr. Phil that can go play ball with Obama and the president because he's got a little game. Shay, you see it, number one. Shay, yes, Shay.
Yeah.
I'm coming, Ruby and AJ. Go ahead.
I just wanted to respond to Derek. Yeah, I just wanted to clarify. Now, I wasn't trying to imply that, you know, people should try to find something in their career field that just matches up with their talent. It just so happened that I actually took a character test to see, you know, what points that I would, like, most interested, all of, like, my interests, and I actually chose a career based on, you know, the things that interest me the most that kind of at the time make the most money. So it wasn't like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you.
You know, a few, like a few different things. This just happened to be one of them, and it just happened to, you know, pay.
Okay.
But, you know.
All right. All right. Okay. So, all right, you guys stand by. I'm going to Ruby and then going to AJ. Stand by, guys. All right. 347-934-0966. Hey, the gangs are here. Everybody's calling in now. What's happening? Episode 111. Why are you here? Here being this rock, this planet Earth, that city you're in, that state, that continent, that place, that mind frame. Why are you here? Ruby, what's happening, baby? Ruby.
Hey. Sorry about that. Hey. I was taking my medicine. What's up?
What's going on? What's going on? How you doing? Thanks for calling the show. How you feeling today?
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a tough. That's tough what you're going through. So I always want to make sure, you know what I'm saying, what's going on. But hopefully, we can make you feel a little better with this conversation. All right?
Okay.
Episode 111, why are you here? We're talking about purpose and what people, you know, feel their purpose is in life, how they feel about it in general when it pertains to people. So the first question is, do you feel like most people just don't have a purpose, that we're all just here to survive? And are the lives of people, you know, mostly by design or by chance? How do you feel about people having a purpose? Do you feel like people have a purpose? Even the evil people, because before you got on the line, he brought up the fact that even the people that are evil, she said that she believes their purpose is to be evil. Now, I don't know if I agree with that. She brought up the fact that she don't think that we couldn't know good if we didn't know evil. So that's what purpose is. They're showing us what evil is. But in general, what do you think about people and having a purpose in life?
I feel like everybody has a purpose. Everybody.
Right.
No matter if you good, if you evil. I mean, everybody has a purpose.
All right. You know, so if they're evil, do you think their purpose is to be evil? That's their purpose?
I don't think that's their purpose to be evil. I just think that their minds is just all discombobulated.
Okay. So then you think the people that are evil, they're not really living up to their purpose. They just confused. But they're because Key thinks that that's their purpose. Their purpose was put, they were put here to be evil, to show us evil. You don't agree with that?
Not really.
Okay. All right. So we're gonna go ahead and move on to you. What about you yourself? What do you feel like your purpose is? And are you striving to? Are you living that purpose? Are you? You know what I'm saying? Are you doing anything with it? You know what I'm saying? Are you pursuing a career in it or anything like that?
I've always been a computer geek. People don't know that. I was always a computer geek, and I worked for Microsoft for about 2 years. And I got sick, and so I had to resign. But they got me right out of college. So, I was doing that. But my purpose, I mean, it's my kids. I enjoy it. I think that's my purpose is because I enjoy being a mom. And
I was waiting for somebody to say that.
I enjoy, you know, being needed. I enjoy, you know, the whole mom thing, the whole house, you know, the whole housewife, get my house in order, you know. Been the whole wifey type. That's what most people don't know about me because I don't, you know, persuade that version of me. But I'm a 1950s, 60s housewife. If you just really get to know me.
Right. Well, I don't know about that.
not in, you know. Too much, but.
I was waiting for somebody to say, yeah, my purpose is to raise my kids. My purpose is to be here for my family. You know what I'm saying? Everybody feels like at some point at the end of the day, that's really kind of sort of tied into their general purpose in living. I think I want to put that on one of those all purpose purposes. You know what I'm saying? That everybody, like I said earlier in the show, everybody's purpose should be to uplift their fellow man and shit, and you know what I'm saying, and to you know to do unto others and all that. You know, that should be everybody's general purpose. But at the end of the day, I also thought that some people would, like you said, just be like, my purpose, I'm here to be a mom. I'm here to, that's my purpose. I'm here to nurture my kids and see what they be. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But then again, I'm like, you know, well, what if you didn't have kids? What would your purpose be?
Yeah,
But then again, I think some people will put here to just bear children and be moms.
Yeah, because
I've always
had that in my head. I wanted to be a mom. I wanted to, it was like a need. It wasn't a want. It was like I need to be a mom.
Okay. Well, I understand that. You feel me? If that's so. Maybe your talent with computers, because I know people who can't even log on to a damn email address. You know what I'm saying? Your talent would be with the computer, but your purpose would be mommy.
Yes.
You know, more so. I don't know.
Yes,
what do you think?
Live,
I'm asking you.
To live,
asking you.
Yes, it'd be mommy to live for my kids, basically.
Yeah. I guess I could take that one. You feel me? I understand that. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I mean. I dig that. You know what I'm saying? I understand that. You feel me? I was waiting for somebody who had kids to bring that particular point up. You know what I'm saying? Now, I mean, because I love my kids and everything. You feel me? And my purpose, you know what I'm saying, for going to work is to provide for them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's my purpose for going to work. But I don't feel like that's my kids or just my purpose for living. You know what I'm saying? I've
right.
never felt that. Maybe it's because I'm a guy. People be like, oh, you just a dude. And what the fuck ever. You know what I'm saying? But I've never, I don't have that. That's not how I feel. But I my purpose for going to work is to make sure I can provide
right.
and buy them things and, you know what I'm saying, help out with raising them. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you feel me? So it don't all be on their moms. You know what I'm saying? You know, so
yeah.
that's my purpose working. And, you know, and to take care of myself so I don't have to live on my own, live off my people. But, you know what I'm saying? You know, is that my purpose?
A lot of people, they can't say that because, you know, some of them, you know, they wasn't planned on having kids. And
neither one of my kids were planned. Neither one of my kids. Listen,
you know,
don't
my
listen.
My oldest, he wasn't planned, but my other three, yeah, they were planned.
Right. Well, then that should have been your purpose. Your purpose should have been to be a mom because neither one of my kids were planned. I was like, sick. Both times when those popped up, I was not happy at first. You know what I'm saying? Feel me? You know what I mean? Both times that was not good news. You know what I'm saying? You feel
yeah.
me? You know what I'm saying?
It's,
so
it's
you know.
Basically just the joy
right.
of them. Everything that they do is just. I mean, it just amazes me. I mean, I like kids, and I would want to be with somebody that had kids because I mean, it's just that maternal instinct. Hell, if I leave you, I'm taking all the kids.
Right.
Because they're mine, too. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Okay. Well, that's what's up. Well, I hope you feel better. I hope you get the feeling better. You feel me? You want me to leave your mic open? I will.
Yeah, you can. I just mute myself.
All right. All right. Next up, AJ. What'd it do, homie?
What's good?
Jana, I see you, babe. You up next. All right. And Key and Shay, I see both of y'all hit the number one.
I'm making it. I'm blessed. And yourself?
I'm good, man. Just trying to make it out here in this world.
Right. So, you heard what we're talking about. Episode 111. Purpose. All right? Why are you here, AJ? Why are you on The Rock? Now, the first question I'm going to ask you, of course, is, do you feel like most people have a purpose in life, or do you feel like most of us are just here to survive? You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know, are the lives of people led by design or chance? How do you feel about, does everybody have a purpose? And or do you feel like at least most people don't even know it, or do they either have one or they don't have one? Or how do you feel
yeah.
about it in general?
I feel that it's a personal decision within yourself. I feel that, you know, everybody has a sole purpose when being put here, you know, and I mean, depending on their surroundings, their environment, you know, that like everybody's a product of their own environment. You know, their pattern of design. I believe that a lot of people don't want to actually look into that, and I think a lot of things that people do are influenced by others. Like you said, with the parents trying to coach their kids to live through them, and
right.
with the streets and the environment developing them to do certain things. And the mentality of, like, being in a gang and things like that, I feel that those things are influenced into them, and they lose focus on themselves,
uh-huh.
you know, and fall short of their own pattern of design. But, you know, I mean, everybody has a purpose. You know, everybody.
Right.
Everybody. It's not, you know, a lot of people, they say, you know, like the caller earlier was saying that people are supposed to be evil, or people were designed to be evil, or to show evil. I don't think so. You know, like I said, the environment shapes them, and sometimes they let them take over them.
Right,
you know,
right, right.
You know, they don't look, you know, they don't focus upon themselves. They focus upon the image of what everybody else wants them to be. And that's why I think people fall short of their purpose.
Right, yeah. Right, right. That's what I said. That's what I said. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go back to Kika. She hit number one. Maybe she wants to clarify that, but I'll go back to her. Because when she said that, I thought about it. I was like, well, there is a yin-yang theory that I do buy into. I do believe you can never know light without knowing dark. You feel me? And good nor evil. You feel me? You know, you feel me? So I think the design of the universe, and this is even deeper in this conversation. I don't know. But even the design, by design, the universe has to have positive and negative energy. Every on a molecular level. You feel what I'm saying? You know, just if you want to get scientific with it, you feel me? Scientific or spiritual. You know, in any spiritual context that you look at mankind and your world and even in the universe, you must in fact have a positive and a negative. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know, in opposite track. So do I think people's purpose is to be evil? Were they put here and their purpose was to be Ted Bundy? Ted Bundy's purpose was to show us how evil and to be a serial killer. No, you know what I'm saying? But I do kind of understand in general that somebody has to be evil, okay? You know what I'm saying? Somebody's got to be the bad guy. You know what I'm saying? You know, you feel me? And that is what it is. So to say that's far-fetched, no. But like I said, I'm with you. It's not that it's how can I word it? It's not that I disagree with what she's saying or disagree with what you're saying. I'm kind of leaning more towards the way you look at it. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? I do feel what she's saying because some people just, you know, when you see a little badass kid and they like 4 or 5 years old, and you be like, man, that little nigga gonna end up in prison if nobody can handle this little nigga. You know what I'm saying? You be like, when that nigga end up being 18 and robbing a liquor store, you be like, nigga, I knew that shit was coming when he was 10. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? That little motherfucker was bad. You know what I'm saying? It's like, was that his purpose to be this nigga? To be that? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? You know, but that's I don't know. But I do feel like we all have a purpose. I like to think that we all have a good purpose, a positive purpose. Now, like you said, some of us fall short and we get influenced by our environment and everything else. And that's why we fall short of the good purpose and we may end up being bad. And somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to be this thug. Somebody's got to be this whole, you know, somebody's got to be these people or we wouldn't know them. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. So let's move on to you. What about you, brother? What about you? What do you feel like your purpose is in life? And if you do know your purpose, you know, when did you realize what it was? Are you realizing it? And also, is your purpose in life infused with a talent? Or if it's not infused with a talent, you know what I'm saying? What is your talent and what is your purpose? And how do you separate the two? And are you working in a field that's geared towards your purpose in life?
You know, it fluctuates, you know what I mean? I feel that every person is born with more than one talent, you know, with even coming as, you know, as a renaissance. I would like to call myself a renaissance man because, you know, I have a lot of talents. I can sing. I can rap. I can write. I can cook. You know what I'm saying? I can clean. The military taught me that.
Right.
Not the military. My mom taught me how to clean for number one. I was washing dishes when I was like 5 or 6 years old.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Cleaning the house, up raising kids. I was raising kids when I was a kid.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But honestly, man, I feel that everybody has multiple talents.
Uh-huh.
You understand what I'm saying? And to find your sole purpose is basically something that I feel is your purpose is something that makes you happy. And something that helps others. I feel that everybody's purpose on earth basically is just, you know, it's kind of a mixed batch because it's basically surviving on your own, but at the same time, like you said, uplifting a fellow man and also protecting and, you know what I'm saying, providing for your family. You know what I'm saying? I mean, with anybody that knows me, a lot of people come and confide in me. That's little kids, people my age, people older than me.
Right.
I mean, I've always been that person that people could come and talk to because I was a good listener.
Uh-huh.
As a computer whiz, I was a genius at it. I can master video games in a couple of hours.
Uh-huh.
I learned how to build computers from the ground up when I was 12, 13. You know what I'm saying? I've been rapping and singing and rhyming since I had to be like 9 or 10.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I think it's something that I have to choose within myself. I don't actually know exactly what it is, but I feel that I'm more like of a mentor type. You know what I'm saying? I feel that I'm like a almost like a guidance counselor, if you feel what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
I feel that I was put here to kind of, at the same time, while I'm guiding myself in the right direction to do right and what I'm supposed to do, I feel that there's people that come into my life in certain situations that affect my life to make me help people, you know, with their decisions, to kind of guide them in the right direction, even though I've been down the wrong, you know, down that wrong path before, or I've never been down that path before, but know what the consequences are by going down that path.
Right.
That's what I feel like. That's kind of like what I feel like. I feel like I'm more like a guidance counselor almost, even though I'm,
right.
even though I'm a custodian. I fucking clean toilets for kids and shit at the community center. You know what I'm saying? And sweep floors and mops and everything. But at the same time, at that job, I help kids. I do the kids their homework. You know what I'm saying? I help my boss make major decisions in the program organization. I help her boss make bigger decisions on bigger events for the whole purpose of the, you know, for the whole, you know, the whole outcome of the whole city events. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just, that's what I feel that I'm here for. To learn and kind of spread the knowledge that I have or the know-how that I have to help others progress more, you know, so we all can progress at where I'm at. It's like with my family, you know, to help them with finance. Even though I might go out and throw all my money away in a strip club one night, I feel like I say, hey, Mom, you need to slow down and stop going shopping and do this and pay this bill so we can survive. Or grandma, chill out, you know what I'm saying, from doing this and that or whatever. You know, that's kind of where I feel like I am. I'm like a guidance counselor almost.
Okay. Well, that's something that you said. Like you said, you can do that while you're there working, doing that with the toilets or whatever, cleaning or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You can always show guidance, especially to children, because children are going to always look up to any adult most of the times. You feel me? If they got any respect. And so you can always guide a child. You don't necessarily have to be the school guidance counselor. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Hell, sometimes the guidance counselor may have less people skills than the goddamn custodian. You feel what I'm saying? Because the guidance counselor may not have been through what that kid been through, but you might have. You know what I'm saying? If you came from the same hood and you know them streets and that guidance counselor didn't, then you're going to actually be a better guidance counselor for them to navigate their way through what they're really going through. You feel what I'm saying? Then that damn guidance counselor at school. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So if that's your purpose, man, you know, I think having those kind of people, when they say that that's their purpose and those kind of things right there, I think when people say that, that's cool and everything, you know, but I would encourage you and Key and everybody else who says that, you know, they can do that anytime and they can do it whenever and that's their purpose, whatever, I would still encourage you to pursue it in a professional format at some point. You feel what I'm saying? Because you're, you know what I'm saying? Once again, everybody, the show is not about trying to translate your talents and your purpose into a paycheck per se, but why not if you can? You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Right now, I would love, you know, to get a job as an engineer at a studio somewhere, or, you know, or get a job doing some editing somewhere at a firm, you know, at a video firm or something, because that's a talent that I have. I'd love to do that, you know, and get paid for doing something like that, even though, I would love to do that. You feel me? And It would be easier. I mean, you may like doing what you're doing now, but I think you would like going to work as a guidance counselor even more. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You may be good with what you're doing now, but you would like that even more, I think. And your life would probably enjoy life just that much more. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if you did that.
What's confusing about it is with having the gift of gab, that's what I call it, having the gift of gab. You know, being able to talk to people and communicate with people. That also ties into music. You could be an artist. A lot of artists influence the streets, whether they believe it or know it or not. A lot of artists influence the streets or influence the people that listen to them to live the life the way they want, you know, to live the life the way that they live it. And, you know, and then even with that being said, a lot of producers do it when they make beats. You know what I'm saying? A lot of game, you know, like I said, a lot of the people that do a lot of technology things, like the game producers, you know, the game makers and the electronics designers for the cell phones and the iPods and the iPads and, you know what I'm saying, Facebook and social networks and stuff like that, these people have the same gift But at the same time, they design these programs to put things out there to make money for them. My question is, if you have so many talents, how do you just narrow it down to one? Because I love doing everything.
It's very hard.
I love doing them all.
It's very hard. I'm gonna tell you, it's very hard. People tell me that all the time. I've had people tell me, as an artist, Blizzom, you should stop doing this, and this. And just focus on rap. And I've had people tell me you would have been signed if all you did was rap. But you do so much, you thinning out your time because you got your hands in so much shit that you don't give rap your 100%. My answer to them is, you feel what I'm saying? Look, I know my strongest point is rap. What I do best is write raps and get in the booth and kill it. That's what I do better than anything I do. You can look at my body of work. You know, anybody who knows me know I got more raps. I'm just better at that. I can do that in my sleep. I can do a lot of things. I'm a graphic designer, and I'm a graphic designer. I do videography. I got this radio show. I do beats. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? And all that. And you know, out of all that, I still feel like rap is my strong point. At the end of the day, it may not be what some people. You don't know me. You may not listen to hardly any of my songs, but you listen to a lot of my shows. You like the K100 host.
I listen to some of your songs.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Even my cousin got a radio show, you know what I'm saying? And,
right.
And plenty of friends, Ruby got a radio show, you know what I'm saying? But I feel, that at some point in time, like you say, it kind of mixed in with both things. Like, it's like your father is a preacher, right?
Right.
Okay, your father's a preacher, right?
My mom is.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, it's a preacher in your family. I can't really pinpoint the whole story, but now that I know it. Your message is to reach out to the people. That's what I feel. Your message is to reach out to the people, regardless of how you do it.
Right.
And I listen to your raps. I dig your raps. You know what I'm saying? Your lyrics is nice. You know what I'm saying? Everything you talk about, most of the shit you talk about is your raps. It's pretty much real life, and that's what I respect, with underground rappers and those that I feel that should make it way farther than the color-coded, fabricated Lil Wayne's and the protection talk rappers that's out there, just voicing shit that they hear or live through other people or seen through other people, you understand what I'm saying, spitting out on the radio that makes everybody so, that makes everybody so naive to the fact that that there's real people out here that's going through real issues that know the streets way better than what the fuck they're going through that can do, that can make people do things a lot better than what the fuck they're talking about and live a more positive life as opposed to, it's kind of confusing when I say it. I don't know if you know where I'm going with it.
My talents are getting people to buy into what I'm talking about, and if you got to sum it all up, you got to say Blizzom, you got the gift to gab, okay?
Exactly.
And you use different formats to get it out there. You feel what I'm saying? I use rap to get it out there, and I use K100 to get it out there. At the end of the day, that's what it's called.
I mean, it's a motherfucker. I ain't gonna lie. Your radio show is a motherfucker, man. I listen to it some nights and don't press the number one, and sometimes I be busy, but I can catch certain points of the radio show, but I really can't say nothing because the situation that I be in. But at the same time, your radio show is one of your callings because, at that point, when you're doing your radio show, it's like, say what the fuck you want to say and the issues that you hit on the radio show is like right on the money. A lot of people that lack intellectual, that's kind of low on the intellectual standpoint, wouldn't understand what you're talking about.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? But those that do and that live the real life situations, that's being kind of dumbed down by the real. To me, I call them like commercial rappers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? These issues are real, and you're really talking about them. And the people that's on the intellectual level, like you are. And like I am, we talk about these issues, and they really make sense to those who know what we're talking about.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why I like K100. You know what I'm saying? I mean, keep it in 100.
Sure.
I'm serious.
That's right. That's right.
That's why I did that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I did the music too, but I did the radio. So I think the radio show is more of a calling for you. You know what I'm saying? If you want to see the person that's talking about, you know, how my calling is and what your calling is, that's what I said that your calling is. Because you were doing this shit on Facebook before you even did your live radio show. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, true.
You can jump into that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the topic that you brought up on your Facebook status and shit, it caused a lot of buzz. You know what I'm saying? Which adverse, you know what I'm saying, to people knowing about your rap career. That's what I'm saying. You use that to promote your rap career, but at the same time, I feel it's a stronger point as a radio show.
Maybe so. You're not the first person, trust me, and trust me, you are not the first person to tell me that. All right, I'm going on to Jana right now. Jana's been holding on, waiting patiently. Thanks, AJ.
All right.
Jana. Jana.
Oh.
Jana!
I'm sorry.
What's going on, Jana? What do you feel about people and having a purpose in life?
I would say definitely yes, no matter what the purpose is. Basically, everybody has some purpose in life.
Yeah. What do you think about even evil people? Do you think their purpose was to be evil?
No. More than likely, they were confused. And they didn't really live out to their full potential. Even though, you know, they might have some lesson to be learned or whatever. But I just think that they didn't live out to their full potential, therefore they didn't do what they set out, what they tend to be set out to do.
Okay. So what about you? What about you and your specific purpose, Jana? What do you think? What is your purpose in life?
My purpose in life? Okay.
Yeah.
This is something
of a topic always kind of, I don't know, wrestled with. Like, basically, when I did, like, that test or whatever.
Uh-huh. Oh, you took the personality test too, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they said, basically, my purpose in life is, like, to be a babysitter or to work with kids or to be a housewife, and I'm basically living that dream out because, you know, I love my kids. They're the reason why I wake up and go to sleep every night. I mean, they are my life.
So you like?
I've always had other dreams.
Like what?
Oh, okay. I had a lot of them actually. Like writing music, singing. Designing clothes and like drawing out clothes and modeling. I had a whole bunch of stuff, and I always got either derailed or like I couldn't do it. I always always got talked out of it.
Right. Okay, so I mean, do you feel like your life isn't? Do you feel like your life? Since you said you got talked out of a lot of time, do you feel like you're missing out on something in life, like you're not really doing what you need to be doing? Like, do you feel because of that, because you know, you said you're not really doing it, you got talked out of it or whatever?
Basically, in a way, yeah. I mean, I'm happy. I'm happy where I'm at. I mean, I'm happy with my kids and raising them and everything like that. I'm very happy with that. It's just that I just feel like this, like my talent wasn't fully...
Yeah. Well, I mean, my whole point of having this show, episode 111, about purpose and finding your purpose, you feel what I'm saying, is to give people, the ones who may not have recognize their purpose to talk about it and maybe just kind of try and search for it. And also the ones who do know it and kind of whatever and who got discouraged or let other people discourage them along the way, you know, kind of kickstart that back and kind of get them to refocus and retool. Now, like I said before, nothing's wrong with being a if your purpose in life is to be a mom and raise your kids and be the best mom ever, there's nothing wrong with that purpose. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that at all. You feel what I'm saying? That's to be commended. That's to be commended. You feel me? But like I said, that every parent kind of sort of feels that way. But, you know, like some people you got, like they were born to be a mom. That's all they ever wanted to be and all they ever wanted to do. And then you got some people who just settled into the role. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I mean, if you did have another purpose and you let someone discourage you or whatever, then I highly encourage you tonight, you know what I'm saying, to get back into it, to tap back into it, if at all possible. But if you say you're happy now, if you're happy and you're good with just, you know what I'm saying, being wifey and being mommy, then, that's going to be commended. That's what's up. I'm giving all the moms and pops who said my purpose in life is to raise my kids. And, look, I'm giving props to all you guys. That's real talk. I like that. All right?
You know what? It's funny that you had mentioned that, though, because at the beginning of this year, that's my goal. That was, mm-hmm. like, one of my goals that I try to set out on doing.
Uh-huh.
And it's basically, this has been my worst year, like, by far, ever. It just seems like I've got even more derailed. It's not even about people, like, talking me out of it. It's not even about, it's, like, literally one thing after another happening to me in my life, and it's like literally derailing everything that I'm trying to do. Like for instance, I keep trying to get into my local newspaper because about modeling. Like there's like an article in there about like your clothing and your style and whatnot. And you're modeling, and it's like a whole little section of you. And I keep trying to get nominations, and I keep trying to get my voice heard, you know, trying to get in there. And it's, like, been hard. And, like, with everything that's getting piled on to me right now, this year, this whole year alone, has been a very big issue with me.
Well, you got to work through that. I'll tell everybody else, once again, everybody that's listening to the show. There are going to be more things to discourage you from fulfilling your purpose in life than to encourage you in most scenarios. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? I think, like I told everybody, I got started really late with the music industry because I had no encouragement in my hometown. Nobody in my hometown was talking about, you know, you could really do rap. That's why it took for me to live, relocate, and meet people of like minds that was doing what I wanted to do before I even start really trying to pursue my career as an artist. And by that time, you know, like I said, I was 20-something years old when you got some of these guys that started in junior high. You feel what I'm saying? I had no encouragement whatsoever from friends or family or nobody. And so I had more people telling me, you know, get this money, you know, sell this crack, do this, you know, fuck this chick or whatever, than I did telling me, you know what I'm saying, man, you need to try and get you a beat machine. You need to try and get to a studio or whatever, or show me where a studio was at or anything, by far. You feel what I'm saying? But I had to overcome that. So if all these obstacles that people – it's one thing to not know your purpose, and it's another thing to know what it is and let things hold you back. Those – You can be a soldier and work through. You feel what I'm saying? You gotta do that as best as you can. Sometimes it may take you a little longer, but you gotta remember that's what you gotta do. You feel what I'm saying, Jenna?
Right, I hear you.
All right, that's what's up. All right, I'm going into the next caller. All right, LL, you on deck? Key, real quick before I go to LL. Key, you hit the number one earlier. Do you want to say something?
Yeah. Real quick, the thing is about the good and evil. We are taught from an early age to, when we're brought here, we know what bad is. You never have to teach a child how to do wrong. What we teach our kids is how to do right.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at the big picture, inherently, we already know how to do wrong. So evil is not necessarily, because we think about evil as just evil, evil, but really anything bad that we consider to be bad, it's like you don't have to teach a child how to go and, you know what I'm saying, fight. And most of them, they'll come out and fight. You say, no, don't fight, don't kick, don't spit, don't do this, don't. That's all we teach our kids, don't do this, do this, do that. So for people to say, like, yeah, people have a purpose, but I don't think anybody's purpose is to be evil. Somebody's purpose has to be to be evil.
But they, but you said that's what me and you disagree. You said their purpose was to be evil. They're like they were put here to be evil. Like their purpose, and I don't think that. I think people they were people
why,
who had a they had a positive purpose that got derailed.
But
I think like
everyone can't have a positive purpose.
Well,
indeed, the world has
so
to be
people, so you believe people are born evil. You believe in that?
We are born into evil. Period.
Are they born evil themselves?
We're,
not born.
We are
evil.
Taught to do things differently. We are taught to do good things. We are born into evil off the top. Period. Off the rip. We learn to do
in an evil environment,
in
but not in our hearts. In our hearts, and that's why I say the heart of a child is pure. You feel what I'm saying? You feel
me?
I don't think no one is
born.
That's
4 or 5 years old, like some of these serial killers that they study, and at 4 and 5, they were mutilating animals. Really? Really? Yeah. So, and it's been proven that, like, yeah, some of these people that grow up and cut up people, they were cutting up animals when they were 3 and 4 and 5 years old. But the parents were, oh, they're just being a little boy. Oh, they just, no, there's something wrong with them. So, everyone's purpose can't be to be good.
I didn't say that, but well, everybody doesn't
human,
turn out good. Everybody doesn't turn out good.
We just don't like to believe that as human beings, we don't like to believe that someone can be born bad. We don't like to believe that because everybody to them, their child is precious and innocent. All kids aren't precious and innocent. You said that yourself.
But I didn't mean they were.
We just refuse to believe.
But I didn't believe
we
they were born evil,
evil,
though.
I mean, when we look at evil as like this big, like it's a monster with horns and all this stuff. Evil is evil. Bad things is evil. When we say evil, people immediately think about a devil, like that child is born with horns and a tail and a pitchfork. No, that's not necessarily what evil is.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna go ahead
and
LL.
The mother thing. I don't feel like my purpose is, you know, I'm a mother, but it's like I'm not one of those. Like I live for my kids and this and this. No, that's not me.
We know.
My best friend is that.
Right.
My best friend is like that. That's her, she's good at that. Like
right.
I'm a mother because I'm a mother, but I'm not like I just want to have kids and that's all I ever want to do. No.
Right. I understand that, and I'm not like that either. So that's why I commend the ones who are. All right, let me get LL real quick, and I got an in-house guest that I'm gonna get ready to introduce everybody to that just came through. All right, let me grab LL. I only got 8 minutes on the live show, but I'm gonna introduce my homies in with too. LL,
what's going on?
What's happening, babe? Thanks for calling the show. Real quick, people and purpose. Okay, do you feel that? Do you feel that people have a purpose that or most people feel like we're here just here to survive and do whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like most people aren't. Do you feel like everybody has, you know, in general, a purpose in life, even if they don't fulfill it? And also, do you believe about what Keith said about people being born evil and their purpose was to be evil? And then I'll ask you about your purpose in specific.
Okay, yes, I do feel like everybody was born with a purpose. Like everybody was put here and they have a job to do.
Right.
Whether or not they fulfill it, it doesn't always, you know, come about. But, yes, everyone was put here for a reason.
Right.
Whether it was simply just to put a smile on your mother's face, or you know what I'm saying, or to put a smile on a stranger's face once in your lifetime in a coffee shop that you will never meet again. Everybody has a purpose.
Okay. All right.
Yes,
so
I do feel like kids are born there. I mean, we all know that, well, everyone that's spiritual knows that there's good and evil, and evil spirits can be born, can be in kids when they're born, just like Keith said. If a child is cutting up animals, that's not good. That's not good on any level. There's no, you can't make any sense out of that and be like, okay, well, they were just doing that because of this. Some children who are, and some of those children are born into good environments, and you can't make sense of it because it's just evil. They were just born evil. I mean, yes, it happens. God, yeah, there's good and evil spirits. So
spirits.
Some children are born evil.
Look, see, good and evil spirits does not mean that that person is born evil. That means they have been invaded by that evil spirit. Right? That's not being born that way.
I understand what you're saying, but that invasion could have happened before conception, before they were actually birthed into the world. So therefore, they are born evil.
Okay.
All right.
What about I'll handle that in that part real quick, because I got my homie here, and I want to make sure he gets some time to talk.
Okay.
And I'm running out of live time on the air time, but we'll handle you.
Okay.
But what about your purpose? What do you feel like your purpose is, and are you pursuing that purpose?
I am pursuing the purpose, and it is so impossibly hard. I do believe that I was born with a purpose, and I guess I just accepted what my purpose is just recently, and I don't want it. I don't want it for 2 seconds.
You don't want to accept what your purpose is in life. What is it, Danny? What is this purpose that you don't want to accept?
I accept my purpose, but I don't want it. I don't want the responsibility. It's taken all this time and everything that I've gone through in my life to realize, and my mom has told me this, and this has been prophesied over me before, but my purpose is apparently to be a minister. And the light bulb just went on within the last 2 years. I know everything that I've done in my life, I have been running from my purpose. I mean, because a lot of things that I've done, and you've known me for a long time, they don't even coincide with my character. I just do them.
Right.
So I know that you can agree with that. I think that one of my favorite quotes from one of my favorite shows on HBO, Entourage, Turtle was trying to get Ari to give him some money for something, and Ari looked at him and said, "Do you know how hard it is to make something out of yourself?" I'm going through that now. I know how hard it is to make something out of myself and to fulfill my purpose. It's crazy. Like the question you asked me last night on the after party, I guess this was a precursor to this show, because my answer to that question was yes. If y'all didn't hear the show, y'all, you know, pick up the podcast and listen to it. But because I have done so much, I feel like ultimately at the end of the day, doing everything that I've done, going through it and being brought out of it is going to be my testimony that's going to encourage the next person to say, you may be here right now, but this is where you can be. You're not stuck. And I hate it. I don't want that responsibility. I'm being dead serious with you. I don't want that responsibility. And the tugging on my heart is coming stronger and stronger when I finish. I got another year and a half for my bachelor's, and I had planned to go to law school. I had my 7-year plan laid out, and just about 2 months ago, it's like, maybe not law school, maybe seminary school, you know? And it's I don't want this. I don't want this. I don't want it, but I'm realizing more and more every day that it's not something I can run from.
But how can you not want it so bad? I mean, you're saying you don't want it. You feel me? Then, you know, because you don't have to do it. You don't have to be a minister.
You can just be
a Christian and live a Christian life and do something else. You don't have to be a minister. So is it tugging on you that much to the point where you feel like you have to do it? Really?
It is. It is. It's gotten to that point. I mean, I've always heard it in my life. You know what I'm saying? And I've always, like I said, I've always done things and lived a certain way, or, you know, just totally rebelled. Just so it was like, no, that couldn't possibly be what I'm supposed to be here to do. I think that job as a minister holds such a huge responsibility.
Very.
I don't want to be responsible over that many people's lives, but you can't continue. I'm a firm believer, and you can't always run from what you're supposed to do. It will come to head. You can take a different road, but at the end of the day, you're going to end up where you were destined to be. And I'm not running from it per se anymore. I'm not. I accept it, but it scares me to death. It scares me to death to have that much responsibility. I talked to my pastor about it, and I was like, well, I'm not going to believe it, because he was like, I was waiting for you to say something like that to me. I was waiting for that question to come from you, because I can see it in you all day. And I was like, well, I'm waiting for the billboard on the side of the road that's all lit up with fireworks and say, Latrice, you are a minister. I'm waiting for God to tell me that way. He was like, it's not going to happen. But you know what? I'm still waiting for that billboard. I was like, that is just huge. That is, I mean...
Yeah,
oh, my goodness, I can't believe it. Yes, K100 family, y'all are like maybe the second person to even know this about me. But yes, that's my purpose, and it's scary.
Well, that is scary, and that is a huge responsibility. Of course, you know, I will have you back, you know, 10 times over that. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? For sure. But if that's your calling, then you must, in fact, and if that's your purpose, you know, much as you want to hate it, you got to do it.
I know.
All right, everybody. Stay on the line real quick. Everybody, listen up. We're getting ready to go to the end the live part of the show. So if you listen to me out there in www.world at blogtalkradio.com, if you want to be a part of the after party, I'm going to have a brief one real quick because I'm going to let my homeboy that just came into the studio talk a little bit. I'm going to introduce you to him. My homeboy B-Lo Down from one of my homies, we go way back, you know what I'm saying? And I think he can shed a lot of light. We can have a discussion that's just real interesting about it. But you got to dial 347-934-0966, and you got about 28 seconds to do that if you want to be a part of the after party. 347-934-0966. Once again, 347-934-0966. You got to be on the phone line in the next 20 seconds. Because once the show stops streaming live over the internet, we are allowed to stay on a little long on the phone line, but you won't be able to actually dial into the show. And you got 6, 10, and we're about to get ready done. I'm going to the music real quick, the outro music for the people listening live, and we'll come right back. Everybody that's here to the after party real quick to one of my real good homeboys, man. You feel me? My homie B-Lo Down, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? He's one of the he's one of the members of a lot of y'all see when I post the music up on K100 from Affiliated Hustlers. You feel what I'm saying? And that was the project that I did. I worked on a couple of years back with him and my homie P. Reg. He's the producer. You feel me? He was an artist. He doesn't really rap and he doesn't really flow anymore per se because he gave his life over to God, you know what I'm saying, a couple of years back. And so he stepped away from the rap side of it, but he's still a monster producer. You can be holy as thou, but it ain't got nothing to do with banging him out on Fruity Loops, you dig? You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So he's still one of the illest beat makers that I know. You feel what I'm saying? But this is my homie, B-Lo Down. He came into the studio and just wanted to stop through the station to holler at me. So what's up to the people, homie?
Hey, what's happening? What's happening? It's good to be here, man. I see you doing your thing on the radio.
Yeah. So it's good that you came through because your story and what happened with you, you know what I'm saying, with you, you know, changing your life over and, you know what I'm saying, getting into the church and everything. That has a lot to kind of do with when it comes down to what we're talking about today, purpose. You feel what I'm saying?
For sure.
Was it because I know what you living and I know how you are, but I don't care. I feel like your purpose is to bang beats, B-Lo. I don't care. Listen, first of all, let me tell you some of the beats. If you know about my music, let me tell you some of the beats that B-Lo did, okay? B-Lo did the Slurpin' Burp beat. B-Lo did the Les Ball beat. He did the beat for Nothing to Lose off the Affiliated Hustlers joint, the Back in the Day joint. You feel me? If you listen to Swole songs, he did the I Am What I Am joint. It's a lot of beats that you're hearing on my page that B-Lo did. He did What the Business Is with Me and Blood Raw. You feel me? You know what I mean? I mean, he as a producer, this dude is a monster to me. So when he told me that, you know, he wanted to step away from rapping everything because, you know, he didn't want to rap about what he was rapping about and everything. And, you know, you couldn't do nothing but respect that at the time. You feel what I'm saying?
Sure.
A true friend, an average nigga would have been like, ah, this nigga messing up the group and blah, blah, blah. But look, the beats are still there. You know, if you don't want to rap the words, whatever, it don't matter. He's still banging out the beats. You feel
for
me?
Sure.
It doesn't matter. And that's how I took it. And I respected it. You feel what I'm saying? But just that level of talent that you bring to the table as a producer. Oh, this is for y'all. AJ, I know you like my song. This is for y'all. He did that beat. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? She got it. All you ladies who like my song, she got it. He did that beat. All right? This dude is a monster. So I feel like your purpose in life is to be a producer. Now whether it be producing for, you know, a gospel artist, I don't care. Like you can't deny that kind of level of talent. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So when you said that, you wanted to, you was getting into church and everything. I stood back and I was like, wow, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? And I was like, I'm going to let the brother do him or whatever, you know, and let him whatever. But at the end of the day, we had a conversation not too long ago when I ran into this brother at the store. You feel me? I had lost his number and I ran into my home and I was like, man, it got to be, what can that be but God? You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know what, the odds of us being in that same place, I had lost his number and everything. And this is one of my homies. And I was glad I got back in touch with him. And the first thing he said was like, man, I'm getting that itch, man. I need to come through the studio.
For sure.
What I'm saying?
Sure.
So you may not be banging out beats for secular artists, but right. that's so I feel like, you know what I'm saying? I can't tell you what your purpose is,
right.
But I've always felt like with that level of talent as a producer, everybody can't make them beats like that, man. I still feel like that's a talent, man. It may not have been your calling or your purpose.
Right.
How did you work through that?
Man, honestly, you know, well, first of all, let me go back and say this, that in terms of me stepping away from it for a while, for me, it all comes back to a level of maturity, you know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
Because at that time, you know me from back in the day,
right.
from before that, and you caught me like at the tail end of all the
right.
stuff that I used to do.
Right.
You know, everything I did, I pretty much did big. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
So the life that went along with that style, you know, the stuff that we was rapping about and all that stuff,
right.
that was a lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of cats out here rapping about stuff, that's my life. You
yeah.
feel what I'm saying? These cats, you know, pretending on over tracks, you know
right.
what I'm saying? But that was a lifestyle that I lived every single day.
Right.
You know, so for me, it represented just a 360-degree turn in my life.
Right.
At that time, I needed to be away because I needed a fresh start. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I felt like God was really doing something in my life. But, you know, for me, like I said, to step away from it, it was a level of maturity. I was young in the faith. You know,
right.
I wasn't real mature, so I was vulnerable. You
right.
understand what I'm saying? So it's like a crackhead, you dig? You know, you can't take a crackhead and put him around cats who's selling dope every day who just got dope laying out
right.
on the table.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Because he's subject to give in.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So for me, I had to step away so that I had to cleanse myself so that I could come back and I can deal with Blizzom and I can deal with my boys, you know what I'm saying, on a whole nother level.
Right.
But now it's like I've reached a whole nother level of development. So it's like, for me, I'm not strange to it anymore. It's like when I told you I needed to do something,
right.
you know what I'm saying? Because I felt like, okay, I do feel like it's a talent. I don't necessarily know that it's my purpose.
You're right.
But I know that it's definitely a talent. And God, and whatever God gives you, he expects a return on his investment.
Right,
you
right.
You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Exactly.
So I know it only, you know what I mean?
See that. Right.
I believe that, you know what I'm saying, that it's not in vain. So I do want to continue to delve into that and to, you know, if nothing more, like you, just like you, I'm a lover of it. You know what I'm
right,
saying? I
right.
love what I do, you know, and I do many things. I'm multi-talented, but, you know, I love that artistic edge, that artistic ability. And, you know, that's not something that I'm just so willing to let leave alone. But, you know, again, for me, I feel like I'm at another point in my life, another level of maturity, and I can be around cats. I can be in the same room with cats who are not on the same level as me mentally or spiritually and not be influenced by that.
Right.
Anymore, because
right,
I'm my own
right.
identity now.
Right.
I know who I am.
Yeah.
And, you know, because I know who I am, in fact, I feel like more now that I'm more of a thermostat than a thermometer.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? I set the environment of wherever I'm at, not
right.
respond to it. You
right.
see what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm comfortable. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
I could be in the studio with cats who you know what I'm saying, who smoking good and
right.
you know what I'm saying, whatever, and not feel a thing.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
Not feel tempted to go ahead and do that because just yesterday I was doing the same thing, and today I'm struggling with trying to turn away from that.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So that's how I feel about it.
Okay, man. that clears up a lot for a lot of people who, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people who, because a lot of people was like, man, that Affiliated Hustler project was like, why did that not just take off? And, you know what I'm saying? I still push the songs, you feel
yeah,
what I'm saying? Because,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, I'm not letting the songs die, you
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
It was
I still
good
push
work,
the songs.
Man.
It was great work, man. People, yeah. y'all, a lot of y'all people, I play that project for people. Even the songs that I got up on my page and people hear, they be like, yo, what y'all doing with this? And I get a lot of hits. You know what I'm saying?
It was ahead of its time.
It was. The people, that was a great project. You feel me? And I hated that it didn't get to the streets like it should have or whatever. But at the same time, I understood what you was going through and the whole situation with the label and everything. You feel
right.
me? It just was what it was. But
right.
like I said, I still keep the songs and I post them up, and I still want
to
let people hear the good music. You
now
feel
I
what I'm saying?
I still ride to it.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I still
you
ride
me?
To it.
You know. So what do you think? Now I'm going to ask you specifically, like what LL said and what Keith said. What do you think about the whole people purpose in life and people purpose to be evil? What do you think about that?
Well, okay, here's what I know to be true,
uh-huh.
right? And keep in mind that we all know in part,
uh-huh.
you know, that God is the holder of wisdom.
Right.
He's the beginning of wisdom.
Right.
But what we know, everything that we know in part. But here's what I believe. I believe that human beings we're predisposed to evil.
Uh-huh.
You understand? So even as a child, we have a proclivity to evil, which means that, you know, like I have a 4-year-old at home, right? He has a he'll if I tell my son, okay, son, don't touch that. His propensity then is to go and touch that.
Right,
he has a certain nature,
right.
And that has to do with that all has to do with the nature of man and the fall of man.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Because we're born to a fallen state. Now this is fact. We know this to be biblically true because of our forefather Adam.
Right.
You understand? So because of what at the whole scenario with Adam and Eve going back to the beginning of man's reign on this planet, we know that we have a propensity to do things that are against God's nature for man. But however, though we have the proclivity or the propensity to do evil, that doesn't necessarily make us evil.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So, yeah, we've all sinned. We've all done things that are unlike God's will for our life. You understand? Even children. Children, but I wouldn't go so far as to say that children are born evil.
Uh-huh.
You understand? Because in order for it to be evil, they have to make a conscious choice. And so even in the eyes of God, so a child, for example,
uh-huh.
a child of, let's say, 3 or 4, if they were to lose their life today,
uh-huh.
though, you know, we know that, you know, in Christian faith that those who accept Christ as their Lord and Savior, you know, that they have redemption from this evil, that they're not in bondage to sin anymore. They're not in bondage to evil because of the price that he paid for our lives.
Right.
However, that when a child, let's say, of 3 or 4 or whatever the case, are younger than,
yeah.
you know, of 13 or 14, where
right.
they have some knowledge of the evil that they do,
right.
when they do something and it's not, even though it may be evil in our sight, because they have no foreknowledge, because they have no frame of reference, a moral reference to really say, okay, I'm doing this and I'm intending. It's the
right.
intent behind it.
Right.
So because even though I have a nature to do things that are not in God's will, because I didn't necessarily maliciously and intentfully do it in an evil way, then it's not necessarily evil. That child then is innocent because even though he did an act that was evil based on his nature,
uh-huh.
he didn't intend for it to be evil.
Right.
So there has to be not only the action, but also has to be the intent. You understand what
right.
I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, for example, if a child, you know, a child watching another person pull out a gun and shoot somebody and they emulate this person, they do the same thing, even though he may have killed the person, you know, because a child is able, has enough strength in his finger to pull a trigger.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even though his intent may not have, even though he did something that was considered evil, his intention was just, was not to be evil. His intention, he's just mimicking what he's seeing.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So I think there has to be the intent for us to call it evil.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Okay. Now I'm opening up the phone lines. Everybody that's on the lines, you already know the drill. If you got a lot of stuff going on in your background, please, please either mute yourself or whatever, because I'm going to open up everybody's mic line, all right? Still got Ruby on the line, Shay, I see LL, Jana, Derek, Key, Michigan Girl, what's happening? You haven't even talked today, what's happening? T. Lewis, you feel me? And that's it, only you 8 guys on the line. And like I said, I'm in here with my homie B-Lo down. You feel me? You know what I mean? Live in the studio. If anybody has any questions for B-Lo, anybody would like to talk about anything that we talked about in episode 111 real quick, by all means, please do so. What's popping, everybody?
What up?
Okay.
What's going on?
I'm going to say
everybody
about
the, go ahead.
Like when he was saying about the evil with the intent, and it goes back to like when you were talking about the purpose. Now the Bible does state that until a child reaches the age of accountability where they do know the difference between good and evil, okay, yeah, that may be a difference. However, when you're talking about an adult, like I think T. Lewis used Ted Bundy,
mm-hmm.
he intended on doing what he was doing.
Certainly.
So
yes.
Can we then not say that his purpose, I mean, we as people, we refuse to believe that we're already disgusted by what we consider to be evil acts. So we refuse to believe that someone could be put here to do something like that because it's disgusting to us, because it's taught to be disgusting to us. In church, it's taught that people that do this are bad and people that do this are good. But like he said, like B-Lo Down said, really, if you want to stick with that same Bible, even that person that did that can be redeemed from it. But we as human will say, oh, no, he killed somebody. How dare you say he can still go to heaven? So it's like, you know, the people that saying, oh no, people purpose can't be to be evil. It's like you riding a beast trying to straddle both sides of the fence.
Well,
how can you really say that that wasn't his purpose when that's what they did and he was intended on doing it? So if we didn't have people murdering, we probably wouldn't have psychiatrists, we wouldn't have police officers, we wouldn't have, you know, probably not even hospitals. You know, you got to think about everything has its purpose. Everything, good and evil, everything has its purpose.
I certainly agree with you in terms of everything has its purpose. Now, here's the thing that I think that maybe you're forgetting, and that is when you speak about someone's natural purpose to be evil, then you have, I mean, now think about when you talk about the Bible, you got to think about God's will for man. And God, remember, God's not a respecter of person. So that, so listen to what I'm saying. When God's will for man, then, he says, I know the plans that I have for you, the plans of good and not evil. So that speaks to God's purpose and his vision of where he sees man. Now, there are provisions in God's will that allow for things to happen. See, God will never, God is not a forceful God. He doesn't force his way into any situation. He allows man to make a choice. That's how come Adam and Eve were guilty of the sin they were guilty of in the garden. You understand? Because even though God could have prevented the serpent, he could have prevented, you know, by stepping in and say, okay, serpent, you can't talk to Eve. You can't. But he didn't do that. His will is that you have to choose him. He's not going to force his way in your life. But that doesn't mean because you make a choice to go against his will that was his purpose for your life. That was a choice.
Well,
that he
made. I'm not necessarily, we're talking about people's purpose. Not necessarily God's purpose. Now, we're talking about individuals' purpose. Now, when you speak of on an individual level, on our personal, us being a soulish being on this earth, when you say our purpose, God's purpose was not for us to be evil. That is true. However, like you said, he gave us free will. And so that, all that, if you want to look at it from a religious standpoint, that ties into him being omniscient. We will never understand why or when or how. We will never understand God. His thoughts are above our thoughts and his ways above our ways. We will never understand that. But when we talk about it on a personal level, people do choose to do evil things. People premeditate murder. You know, people say, I'm going to go over here and kill this person. And we look at that and say, that is evil. You are evil. You know, just on a personal level, people can be evil. And that is what they purpose to do.
No, here's the thing. We're saying the same thing, but there's one thing that you're missing. The one thing that I believe, and you know, it's an opinion, but the one thing that I believe that you're missing or that you're overlooking is the fact that you said that, okay, that's God's purpose, and then you said, okay, then there's an individual purpose, as if to say that man chooses his purpose. Remember, you just said that God is omniscient, which means that he is the predeterminer. He predestines man. So predestined means that his will was established before you were even here. He said, I know the plans. He says, I know the plans I have for you. He says, I knew you before I even formed you in your mother's womb. In Jeremiah, he tells us that. So here's the thing. See, you can never separate your purpose from the purpose and the will that God has for your life. Now, here's the whole point. See, the reason why I say that is because of this one fact. Only the maker of a thing is best suited to determine the purpose of the thing made. You see, so if you want to establish the purpose of a thing, you have to then seek out the maker of that thing. You understand? For example, I'm a producer, which means I produce tracks, I produce music. So if I was producing a track and Blizzum came to me and say, okay, what you feeling on that? What's your vision for that? He could say, well, I'm feeling this. I'd be like, well, that's not what I had in mind. You see what I'm saying? I'm the creator of that thing. Now, that thing could take a life of its own. You understand what I'm saying? Because he could get it and take it to a whole nother level. Is that good or bad? You know, that's up to him. You know, or that's up to the beholder. So the thing that I produce could take a whole life form different than what I envisioned. And I've seen it happen on many occasions. However, when I produced it, I had a purpose and an intent for it. The choice was made after the purpose was established. So you can never separate purpose from the creator. You understand? Because the creator of man purposed man. He had a vision and a purpose for that man. So you can never isolate your purpose from the purpose that God has for you. Because your purpose, believe it or not, is based on his thumbprint on your life. See, those areas
and
where
I and like you said, we're saying the same thing, because if indeed everything was predestined, God knew what was going to happen before it even happened. So he knew that person would kill somebody. So, like you said, we're saying the exact same thing. Yes, he allowed it, but why?
He allowed it because
we need to see the difference between good and evil. So he had to put people here and allow it to happen so we can see the difference.
Yes, but to say that when he created Ted Bundy or anybody else, or even the thug that came through with the chopper and street sweep the whole block, you feel me? To say that he put this person here to create that criminal act is almost blasphemous.
Exactly.
At the end of the day.
Almost, but in the end of the day, he created a heaven and a hell. If he wanted everyone to be good, that will only be a heaven. So, you know, you have to look at, it's always, even when you talk about the most minute things, like you said, even our molecular structure, there's a positive and a negative to everything. We just don't like to see the negative. We don't like to see the negative because we always view the negative as a bad thing. When even if you look in the Bible, when it comes to disciples and apostles, they had to go through the bad for the testimony to come. You can't have a testimony without the test. And we may see the test as a bad thing when really it may be a good thing. It may be a good thing that someone goes out and, like the little boy that got stumped in Douglasville, because guess what? Now people are focusing on bullying and doing something to stop it. Before that, people were like, oh, bullying, that's just what kids do. It's just a thing, da-da-da-da-da. But that bad thing had to happen in order for us to see something needed to be done about it.
I feel your point.
We can go back and forth on it all night. Anybody else got anything to say to Key, to B-Lo, to anybody want to allude to anything else about purpose tonight, about tonight's episode?
The only thing I want to add to that is I understand what people, but the thing though is that you have to enter in the fact that the people who necessarily don't believe in God, who feel like they make their own path. And don't get me wrong, I'm a God-fearing, Christian, believing person, but and God says to be wise, so you have to be mindful of the fact that there are people who just don't believe and believe. Like, I don't remember if Ted Bundy actually believed in God or not. There are a number of serial killers who just don't believe in anything except what they do. They just believe in cause and effect, and that's it. So the reason that this happened is because I caused it.
Right.
And my purpose was to do that day. It may not even be their life's purpose to do that, but just at this particular moment, this day, I felt like I wanted to do that. And it had nothing to do with God. It had nothing to do with nature. It had nothing to do with, I just don't like this chick or I just don't like this dude that day, so I had to off him.
Right. Now, here's the thing about that. Like I said earlier, that's very true. There are people who don't live by biblical or godly principles. So then, yeah, there is a such thing as cause and effect, but that is intrinsic in the kingdom nature of God, though. You know what I'm saying? And when we see, a lot of people get caught up in religion. We're not talking about religion. See, God has his principles are true. His truth is parallel. You understand? When I talk about truth being parallel, I don't care if you're in China or if you're in if you're in Africa. If you take one stick and add it to another stick, you got two sticks. That truth is parallel no matter what atmosphere, no matter if you're on the moon or in this environment or not. See, truth is parallel. Now, here's the thing that I want to add to that, and that is in terms of the people who don't believe and then commit these heinous acts, for example. Now, if I cut down a tree in the forest and Blizzum, he's not around to witness it, to him, I'd never cut down a tree, but does that mean that the tree wasn't cut down?
Right.
Now, I say that, and I ask that question, though it's a hypothetical question, it makes a point. And the point that I'm making is this. Though there are people who don't believe in the principles and the precepts of God, there's so much evidence in just natural evidence that speaks to the existence of a force that's higher than mankind. You know, there's so much evidence just in nature, and I won't even get into that in terms of, you know, arguing with people back and forth, whether that's up to you whether you believe that or not. But because they did that, that still doesn't mean that that person designed his own purpose. He made a choice today to do something. But remember, when we talk about purpose, we're not talking about you decide your purpose. We're not talking about whether you believe that or not. What I'm saying is there is a God who designed man, who created man, who, you know, fashioned man, and he formed man, each and every man, with an individual and distinct purpose. You know, just like, as a biblical reference, the Bible tells us that we're all one body. We're different members of the same body. So somebody may be a hand, somebody may be a foot, and we all connect. There's something that my life would be missing if I didn't know Blism. You see what I'm saying? Because he put something in Blism that he didn't put in me. He put something in me that he didn't put in Blism. So when we come together, we make it complete. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Like a hand to a glove. But the point that I'm making overall, and that is for those people who don't believe because they committed an act, because they say, well, I just did this, that still doesn't mean that they don't have a purpose or that they designed their own purpose. You see what I'm saying? That just means that they don't believe. That's all that means. So, you know, I feel what you're saying, and I understand that, you know, maybe we can't get into that conversation with them. But, again, back to the forest and the tree. Just because I cut the tree down and you weren't around to witness it, that doesn't mean that the tree didn't fall. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So don't get hung up on that fact, I'm saying. Just know, you being a Christian or whatnot, just know that God did design a purpose for each and every person. And I think that purpose is based on his thumbprint. One simple way to find your purpose, I believe, and that is the area that you're most fluid in, those areas that you're most favored in, or, you know, where people are most attracted to you in. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Blism is an artist. You know what I'm saying? He flows. I mean, when he does that so well, and he gets attention for that. So God, that's God's fingerprint on him that has to have something to do with his purpose, whether it's to be an MC or whether it's be just as a communicator to reach people in a certain way. You see what I'm saying? And for the young lady earlier, I wanted to make a comment earlier who was on the line who was talking about she wants her purpose is to be a minister, and she's running away from that.
She's still on the line. What's up, Elle?
I want to say this, that remember this, that for all the prophets who God called in the past, each one of them ran away. Moses ran. Abraham ran. They all ran away. You know what I'm saying? And in fact, that's almost a certain clue that here's your purpose. Everybody who's called into that to ministry or called into that lifestyle, most of them didn't accept the challenge. In fact, that's who he's looking for, because he says the last will be first, the first shall be last. He says I'll take the dumb and make the dumb confound the wise. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like he takes what's common and then he makes it precious. That's where he gets most of his glory. Because if he took somebody that was already established, somebody who was already famous and who was holier than thou from birth, what glory is that? You know what I'm saying? So he had to take something that was rough around the edges. I mean, I stand before you today, you know what I mean, as somebody who was completely rough around the edges, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't that far gone, you know. Don't push me too far, because, you know, he's still working on me, you dead, you know what I mean? I was a head bust a long time, you heard me?
Right, right.
But just a point of encouragement, you know, for the young lady is just know that, you know, that probably is his fingerprint on you, you know, because all the prophets in the past, when they were called, they ran. They ran big. They ran hard.
Right, LL?
Oh, yes. I'm listening. And that's the point that I'm at right now. I'm just, like,
Did you think you would get this message from
K100?
Of course not. But that's why it's K100.
Anything can happen.
You know, but that's the reason why I listen to K100. That's the reason why I listen to K100. Now, there are some shows that I have to admit, and you can see my number come off the line, that I can't take all of it. But
right.
For the most part, I do interact, and I do listen, because it's all the conversation is very real, and all of it is very relevant. So with that being said, and on my journey right now, there's a lot that I'm questioning. There's a lot that I'm trying to understand, and I'm just open. I'm open to listen and you know what I'm saying, and have these conversations to help, you know, develop my understanding more and where I'm supposed to be and what I'm supposed to be doing. Yeah, it's scaring me to death, but hey. We can't
talk.
Run from it anymore,
right.
So,
right.
You know, got to stick
right.
it out and see what happens. So, and like you were saying, the area that you're most fluent in, and Blizzom, you tell me this all the time. Why did you quit radio? That was crazy. It was so easy for you. You were so
sure.
awesome at it. And it was radio that began this transition, and I've been out of radio for 3 years, but it was radio that began this transition with me about what my purpose was supposed to be. I had gotten to a point, and I don't think I've ever told you this, but I had gotten to a point in radio where it was mandatory for me to get off air with an inspirational message. Well,
right.
I was in top 40s, and that's really not, you know, really what you're supposed to do. But I started, and I didn't plan it. It just started to happen automatically, and then it became mandatory, you know, that I ended on a good note with, you know, an inspirational word to my listeners. And then when the numbers would come in and, you know, you're number one in the market, and I had never cracked a mic before, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay,
right.
God was telling me, your voice has this power. Now, I've shown you this through this. Then what are you going to do with it?
Right, right.
I was like, I ain't ready for that. So we're going to run some more. That's what we're going to do with it.
You're going to do some more.
I'm not
stuff.
Ready for that.
Right.
You're going to run
you know,
right into it. That's what you're going to do, run right into
right.
it.
And that's what I've done. I've hit a
yeah.
brick wall. I've hit a brick wall, and I can't. But now I'm just, I don't, it's such a huge responsibility to where, okay, yeah, I know it, but am I ready for it? No, he's like, I know. He's told me, okay, you know now, so you need to prepare yourself.
Right, right.
So I'm preparing myself.
Right,
don't
right.
really like it, but I'm doing what I can.
Have no choice.
All right.
I'm doing
well,
what I can.
Yes. Well, I'm glad everybody hung around. I'm only going to do a 30-minute after party tonight. Me and B-Lo, we're going to sit here and mess with some beats and play around in the studio, you dig?
It's been real.
Yes, yes. But thanks, everybody, for tuning in to K100 Internet Radio. Before I go, let me make sure. Does anybody else want to say anything you know, that hasn't said anything in the after party? Anybody? Before I go.
I just wanted to make a comment to what LL and B-Lo Down were talking about. What LL had mentioned earlier about her having a talent and a calling, about running from her calling. Like, you can't run from that. I mean, I just wanted to concur with that. Like, you can't run from that because, you know, the more you
right.
try to get away from something, the stronger it's going to pull you to it.
True that. That's what's up. All right, anybody else before I go? I got to end this show. Anybody?
Yeah, right. I got a quick thing I wanted to ask. If anybody had any type of, like, any kind of words for me or any type of, like, suggestions or whether or not it will help me or not, I would really appreciate it because ever since the beginning of this year, I've been trying to crack into modeling, and it's been a very hard year for me, so.
Well, no matter what, because I don't know anything about modeling, so I won't even get into the specifics about it. But, you know, just as far as in general, I think, Jenna, words of encouragement, you feel me? And I think B-Lo and everybody on the phone can agree. You have to go hard for what it is that you want. You cannot let life's obstacles
yeah.
get you down. You feel what I'm saying? You cannot let they're going to be there, okay? They're going to come up. You can't let the outside stuff deter you. One thing people can say about me, and I can say this confidently with B-Lo sitting here and people on his phone line, I'm a determined. I won't quit. You know what I'm saying? You know, I will not quit. People. I think that's probably another trait in me that I won't give up. I won't quit. Even when people fall by the wayside, stop doing it. People come back to me, they find me, they be like, "Listen, what's up? You still doing music?" I look at them and I say, "You should kill yourself." You know what I'm saying? For even thinking and asking me, you know, that retarded question. I won't quit. Will I blow up and be the next Jay-Z rapper? Odds are, at this point, at 34 years old, maybe not. But will I quit music? Will I quit producing, executive producing? Will I quit the industry? Will I quit trying to do what I love to do? Will I quit trying to be a part and put my stamp on the game? Never that. So my point to you, Jana, is while we may not know anything about modeling, I don't know who else is getting into modeling specifically, but before I go, I will tell you all the outside stuff that sounds like it has you down,
that's distracting you, that's trying to stop you from doing what you want to do, you have to push through, around, over, up, under, whatever you have to do, but you have to motivate yourself. You have to want it. You have to go hard.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, too, because it sounds like there's a lot of doubt, and you have to believe in yourself before anybody else is going to believe in you.
Yes.
If you go in there, it's like, well, I think I can do this, and I might can do that. They're like, oh, no, no, you're not the one, because if you don't believe in Jana, it's unfair to expect anyone else to believe in Jana.
Yes.
All of the doubt, you have to find some type of way to look in the mirror. You have to, it says you're supposed to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to encourage your own self. Sometimes you can't look to other people. You have to say, you know what, Jana, you can do this. It's going to get done. This is how we're going to do it.
Right.
Write it down.
And you may
write
fail.
Write a vision. Make
you
a plan.
Fail.
Write it
down.
And follow through.
And some things you do may fail. A plan might not fall through or whatever. You feel me? I know, remember, below one of my low points that I felt like when the thing with the magazine didn't work out for me.
It
had so much promise. You know what I'm saying? And that really took me. That was the first time that I felt like I didn't follow through on something that I said that I was going to do. That was the first time that I said I was going to do something and I really didn't do it.
Right.
I said I was going to do rap and I did it. I said I was going to produce, I did it. I said I was going to engineer and go to school and learn it, I did it. I said I was going to do video, I did it. I said I was going to do the radio show, I did it. But the magazine, I did it, but I didn't all the way do it. I didn't follow it all the way to its end, to its cycle. Other things that was involved was beyond my circumstances, but beyond my control. But I felt the way about that, and I still do to this day. But I didn't let it stop me from continuing on. You feel me? Doing something else.
Right.
You know, go ahead.
I'll say this, that the average millionaire in this country has tried at least 17 different ventures before he or she has succeeded.
Yes.
You know, so I just say that as a little hope, a little glimmer of hope and promise. But I will, one thing that you know, it's great to believe in yourself, all those things, and you must do those things. But the other thing that you got to do is position yourself. You learn all you can about the business. Make sure that when you go to these casting calls and you go to these interviews, make sure that you're on point. That starts with self-confidence. That starts with, you know, with belief and faith. You know what I'm saying? So, number one, you got to cast out doubt. So the way you do that is you got to feed your faith and, you know, starve doubt. When you feed, you know, it's like a pendulum. The more you give in to doubt, the more you lose faith. The more you give in to faith, the more doubt you can overcome. You see what I'm saying? So you've got to starve that doubt. You can't let doubt rear his head. The only thing that can disqualify you from your future is you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that again. The only thing that can disqualify you from your future is you, and that is the fear and disbelief, because fear is not from God. Fear is not what he gave you. That ain't your promise. That ain't your purpose, to fear. Because, you know, the Bible teaches us that, you know, he who comes to him must believe that he is. So without faith, it's impossible to please him. So you got to have faith in yourself. You got to have faith in the process. But you got to position yourself, too. You know what I mean? You can't just be sitting back saying, I believe, I believe, I believe, but you ain't doing.
Faith without works is dead.
Yeah, you're not doing no due diligence. You ain't seeing what, you're not checking on, hey, how, when models come to the door, what are they looking like? What, you know, am I in the gym, for example? Am I working on my body? Am I working on my look? Am I doing all the things that I can do? And when you've done all you can do, then do some more.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And Blizzom is a great, great example of that. Like he said, he never quits. This man, as long as I've known him, I've known him to be a grinder. He's, no matter what is in his hands, he going to try to take it and make it turn to gold. You understand? So I'm just saying right now, for all those listening out there, if you don't know, you better know Blizzom, because in a couple of days or a couple of years, this cat going to be on a whole nother level. And it may be music. What I'm just saying, whatever it is, whatever he touches, he's so committed to it that he's bound to find the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. And that's the type of diehard, you know, never say no commitment that you got to have to the process. And if not modeling, if you try it and you fail, okay, get back up. Try it again. If you fail, just keep trying. Just like he said, just keep doing your thing, mama.
Yeah, that's it.
Right.
It's very
true. I got you. Thanks.
All right. That's what's up. All right, K100 fan. We out of here, man. If this wasn't my most inspirational show, kill yourself. K100 Internet Radio, man. I'll catch y'all tomorrow for 112. Holla.